John Maine, 35 Robin.
That's why I look. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, we get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I look. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Yeah, I'm busting now. I'm shining on the sun like it's nuts. Why
I look? I look so hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills crack, weed blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking, that's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, can't be broke. That's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept blessing. Now I'm shining. I'm sweating like it's nuts. That's why I bust. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, can we get some more? Can't be broke. That's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept blessing. Now I'm shining. I'm sweating like it's nuts. Why I bust.
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard. That's the hard push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run it.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Get some more, can't be broke. That's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept busting. Now I'm shining, running like it's nuts. That's why I hustle. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Get some more, can't be broke. That's why I hustle. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept busting. Now I'm shining, running like it's nuts. Why I hustle.
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway. On probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle. Legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Alrighty, welcome to Global 14. The Cut goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Both hosts on the line with you, Onyx and Golden Fleece. What's good?
Yes, yes. Another Wednesday, and the loving hip-hop of Atlanta saga continues on our show again. And we rolling.
Absolutely. And I'm hoping that, if nothing else, by season two, we can definitely get Mama D on as well, and Miss Carly Red. Yes. It just doesn't seem to end, so it's really dope, and I'm excited.
I think it might be the hottest thing in pop culture right now, at least on the television screen and on the blogs and everything, man. The people on this show actually just make this show, you can't stop watching this show, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
And, you know, it feels good that we have the hottest people in pop culture on our show. So,
absolutely.
We roll.
Absolutely. And in case you guys missed the memo tonight, again, DJ Baby Drew from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, and also Melissa Love, who is a celebrity talent agent and marketing specialist, will be on the line with us. And she is also heavily connected within the Love & Hip Hop. Golden, you mentioned she actually did the booking and set up some stuff with you and for the show. So it's been real dope, and we're honored to have her as well come on the line. It's very important to show both sides of the industry, so we're excited about both of those guests tonight. Yeah, it's going to be dope. And then just so you guys know, we did announce, without announcing, Global 14, The Cut is the official name. You may have heard of State Fire, G14 Radio. You may have heard of State Fire, G14 Radio, but we are just Global 14, The Cut. We want to make sure that we are tied directly into the brand. We want to make sure that everybody is familiar and knows this is Jermaine Dupri's only show via global14.com, and that's his social networking site. So you can check that website out and check us out on there, and it's official. So Global 14, The Cut, and the Twitter does reflect that as well. So just a little, announcement for you guys that's been checking in. Shout out to Des, who just tweeted us, for checking in from Cali all the way from West Coast, checking in with us tonight. So we appreciate that.
Nice. Yeah, mad love's been coming. Mad love's been coming from, what we're doing. And we want to tell everybody out there listening that we definitely appreciate that love. The YouTube videos we're throwing out, the conversations on those are crazy, man. You guys really got passionate arguments when it comes to love and hip hop of Atlanta or anything we're throwing out there. So, again, we just want to thank everybody for tuning in and paying attention. We always going to keep bringing you, whatever's hot, giving you as much information. And like Onyx said, it's so great that we have Baby Drew on and Mel Love, because you get to see the behind the scenes and you also get to see on the scene. So this entertainment game, is people wear many hats, so we like to bring everything to you,
It's going to be dope. It's going to be real special. And then if you have questions, of course, the lines are going to be open, 760-913-4119, and shout out to those who are already on the line. So it's real dope. And then we know that you guys always want to know how you can be considered, and we have information for that. So as always, I'm going to pass the mic so the homie can tell you guys how to be featured and what we do here.
Yes, definitely. And shout out to the people that's hitting on the Instagrams asking how their music can be played. I'm letting them know on the social networks as well. But all you got to do is hit us up, man. We definitely not hard to find, and we looking to talk to anybody who's trying to get themselves out there in a professional manner. You can hit Onyx up at Onyx254 on Twitter. You can hit me up at TheGlue, THAGLUE. On Twitter, and just DM us. Like I always say, it might sound like a broken record, but it's very important. When you holler at us, let us know what your goal is. Let us know what you're trying to do. Not just, hey, play this record, homie. Nah, we don't work like that. We need to know what's going on with your project, what's your goal, so we can present it the right way. And I'm sure you do want anybody that's presenting your work to present it the right way. Or you can hit us up, of course, on global14.com. Onyx is Onyx on global14, and I'm Golden Fleece on global14. So you could send us a private message. Let us know what you're trying to do. We'll let you know the show that we're going to play it on, so you can have family and friends ready to listen, et cetera, et cetera. But we definitely looking for new hot stuff, man. Jermaine, his ears are always open. There's people that go to global14.com all the time and get their stuff heard by him. He's very active on global14.com. So just hit us up, man. We'll be more than happy to display your talents on The Cut.
And no, that's right, and definitely, again, hit us up, and you won't miss, not at all. Last week, we had, who did we have? DJ Michael Watts and Benzino came through. And that was great, and he also gave out some information for you unsigned artists as well. So those of you who, he features a unsigned column, and he gave that information out. So go back and listen to that episode if you like to know how you could be featured in that. And there's just lots of opportunity. Just get out there and make sure, you get your fair share. So I know I'm trying to get mine. So.
it's a grind out here, man. It's a constant grind out here. And, if you are into pop culture, you see people coming up every minute. I want to point out, man, an interview that I checked out earlier today. This you could go. I get. Matter of fact, it's on global14.com. Go to global14.com. But it was of the Goody Mob on at the Breakfast Club, you know, with Angela Yee, Envy, Charlamagne. But yo, the words that the Goody Mob was saying on that interview, crazy. You should definitely check it out, all you up and coming artists. But Big Gip and CeeLo was definitely dropping some knowledge on that piece. Mm-hmm. So I encourage any artist that's listening to check out that interview. It's a lot of good soul food in that interview for you young artists.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. I got to go check that out myself. I missed that. Kind of been out that loop on the blogs up there getting posted. So I need to go through and slide through and see what's good and what's new. Well, I can tell you what else is new on the charts. Not much, because Robin Thicke seems to be holding it down, and he's doing a very good job at that. He's pretty much got pop, radio, R&B, and hip-hop rap song, R&B hip-hop charts on lock, and radio chart as well. And then you have Jay-Z with the number one rap song, Holy Grail, Jay-Z featuring Justin Timberlake, and I believe he's still holding the number one spot. And he is for the R&B hip-hop album. So not much has changed. I mean, there's really nothing to report on the billboards because it's all Robin Thicke and Jay-Z. And ironically, Justin Timberlake. So everybody knows. Yeah, because, you know, with the Holy Grail song, and everybody knows that Robin is like, yo, he's, you know, he's stealing my swag or whatever. So it's really interesting to see that that sound is in demand and they're both up top. So, hey, shout out to Hov and shout out to Mr. Robin Thicke. So, nothing.
You know what's crazy about that, yo? You know what's crazy about that? Justin, Onyx knows. Onyx knows me. So, she know how much of a Hov fan I am. Jay-Z,
yeah.
Huge fan of Jay-Z. Super Jay-Z fan. That song is my least favorite on that album.
Yeah.
I actually don't even like it. I don't even like that song.
Yeah.
Not at all. It's too much singing. It's too much of that. I'm not feeling it one bit. And, you know, but always good to see the homie Hov do good. Like I say, I love that dude, man. I'm a super fan of Jay-Z. But I cannot stand Holy Grail.
Yeah. And you know what? It's funny that you said that, too, because it's not, it really isn't my cup of tea either, if I can even say, use that phrase, because I don't like exactly what you said, all of the singing at the beginning. I'm like, this is way too much. I needed to get straight to the, it's like a ballad, and I need to get straight into what he's dealing with and talking about. So I wasn't really feeling Justin coming with all of that, and then he kind of switches the swag and gets kind of gangsta on you at the end of it, you know. So I was like, wait a minute, because he was, you know, he was singing and was a ballad, and then he kind of, Holy Grail, you know, and I was like, wait a minute,
right.
I don't know how I rock with this. So I know exactly, like, what you're saying when you was like, it was too much singing, because I felt the same exact way. And I'm a huge Hov fan. Of course, Beyonce is the queen, but I'm not, it's not my favorite either. It's probably why we haven't played it, so.
Yeah, we probably won't.
It is what it
is. Hey, we love Hov. We'll play everything else. But that joint gets no love on the cut.
I'm not feeling it. Is there anything that you found, and I don't know that we didn't even, like, prerequisite this or even prepare, but is there anything that you may have come across this week as far as mixtapes and singles? I've been out the loop, so I've not a clue if anything dropped.
Yeah, they got some mixtapes out here. You know, it's crazy. Master P got a new joint out.
Oh, I did see that. Okay, I saw that.
Got a new joint out called Famous Again. So Master P, dumb years in the game, still putting out music. And it looked like he's still eating. You know what I mean? So shout out to Master P, still eating, still doing his thing. Let me see who else we got. I think I saw K. Michelle. She got a new joint out.
Oh, okay.
So shout out K. Michelle. What's the 901, the remix. So that is a joint that she has out right now. Shout out to K. Michelle.
Okay.
Another Love & Hip Hop
alum. You know,
okay,
yeah. Okay, that's 901 is the Memphis. Okay. So she doing something
about
Memphis.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Okay.
So instead of what's the 411, it's what's the 911 of Mary J. Blige. Clever.
Okay.
Shout out to K. Michelle
it
for
was.
That. Let's see who we got. Rich Kid. I think Rich Kid is from Atlanta. We on some Rich Kid shit. He got a joint out. Migos and Rich Kid, they got a joint out called Streets on Lock. You know, Migos is heavy with that Versace record and that Bando record, so they doing their thing. Let's see who else we got here.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, how could I forget? And while you're doing that, 2T dropped a new record. And we're gonna play that tonight. He dropped a new record.
Oh, yeah.
I've been getting money. Where the F you been? Going off. I mean, I really liked it. It was crunk. It got me excited, motivated, wanting to get money and talk about money and all of that. So I love that. And we could play that record tonight for them. We do have that. So
yeah, we love 2 Chainz. We love 2 Chainz.
Yeah, he's dope.
That's crazy. Shout out 2 Chainz. I think that record is with Cap One, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I think so. Yeah. I think so. And his album actually drops. It's Me Time. It's called Me Time, and that drops next month, like September 10th, I think is the date.
Mm-hmm.
Don't quote me on that, but I think it's September 10th, so that'd be dope. And it'd be even great, if we could get him locked in. So we'll work on that. We'll try to get 2 Chainz to swing by the cut. And, we'll do that. So,
but that's about it on the mixtape front. I ain't, you know, really see too much, but a lot of DJ mixtapes. You know, they throwing their joints out there. So
yeah, they're doing their compilations.
You know, yeah, exactly. A lot of compilation joints. But, yep, so that's about it on the mixtape front.
Alrighty. Well, you know, also this week is Mix Show Live in Atlanta right now. The core DJs, they're holding down their conference. Definitely not able to touch down, but that's happening and taking place right now as we speak, I believe. So shout out to them, and of course DJ Skano was on our show as well. He came through and gave a great interview. So we want to shout him out and shout out their conference. Yeah, that was real dope. So, but that's it. I mean, I feel like I don't have any more announcements. I feel like we're gonna have the guest on DJ Baby Drew, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Like you said, the saga continues. And I'm excited to hear what he's talking about and what he's doing and all of that. So,
Baby Drew is pretty much a new guy on the show that a lot of people don't know much about, but they found out a lot of stories, real interesting. Him and Tracy's stories, real interesting on there. So, and they got a few catchphrases that's floating around like crazy out there. Him and Tracy. Yeah, so we're going to find out about that. You know, it seems like Baby Drew don't hold his words, man. So we're going to talk to Baby Drew, ask him all those questions, and get it in.
Okay, well, we can do that most definitely. And so what we'll do then, we're waiting on him to get on the line. We'll go ahead and drop a Chris Brown record, right? Let's go ahead and drop that Fine China and then lead into Chris's new one with Aaliyah that I just absolutely love. I just can't get enough of that record. So we'll come back with DJ Baby Drew on Global 14 The Cut.
Yeah. In a door, I just gotta know.
Already. That was Chris Brown, Fine China, of course. And we are live, as promised. DJ Baby Drew is on the line with us. What's good?
What's good? DJ Baby Drew in the building, a.k.a. Delroy Pum Pum. Yeah, we got to get
no,
into
no,
that
no,
later.
No, 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 no. Delroy Pum Pum Specialist. He's a Pum
okay.
Pum Specialist.
Oh,
that's
okay,
not him.
Okay.
That's a whole other person. I don't have anything to do with him. I'm just related
okay.
to him.
Okay, cool. We'll talk about him a little bit later because he's hilarious. But shout out, brother. Welcome to the show. We're very happy to have you on, man.
Thanks for having me, man.
All right,
cool.
Definitely.
So we're going to get into the love and hip-hop of Atlanta saga. It does continue on our show. But we've had Benzino, Mimi. We've had a lot of good interviews with it. But first we're going to talk about you, especially, you know, you're new to the season. And we want
right.
to know more about you as far as where you come from as far as the entertainment industry is concerned. We know you're a DJ, but we're going to let you tell people, you know, where you're from and how you actually got started DJing.
Okay, let's see. I've been DJing since I was, like, 12, so I'm 20-something years in the game. But I went to college at Hampton University. I started doing college radio, started meeting a lot of people. Then from college radio, I went to commercial radio, started meeting more people. While I was doing commercial radio, I met Chris when he was like 16. Long story short, went on tour with him and continued doing radio. So I'm on three different stations now. I'm on Sirius and XM. I'm on 103 Jams of Virginia Beach, and I'm on Hot 107.9 here in Atlanta. So
nice.
I'm still doing radio. I'm still touring, and I guess I moved to Atlanta. Like almost two and a half years ago, I moved to Atlanta, and Tracy hit me, was like, you know, be open minded. I was like, what? She was like, well, you heard Love and Hip Hop. I was like, yeah, but I never seen it before. She was like, well, I want to take you to the casting with me because I think that we would be good together on the show. And I was like, all right. I went to the show and had not seen the show still to this time. And they was, you know, asking me all these questions. I was like, no, I never watched the show before. And basically, long story short, they liked our dynamic, and they put us on the season. And honestly, we weren't supposed to be, like, officially, like, cast members of the show. We were just supposed to be, like, you know, just some, I guess, fill-ins here or there. But they actually
right.
went back and edited stuff they already had shot to put us in episode 2 to start the season, you know, to start the season off. And then they put Tracy in the opening credits. So it was, like, way more than what we expected that we were going to get.
Wow.
Cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy about it? Everybody that we've been interviewing, it's basically like they don't think that they're going to be on the show as much as they are, and then voila, they're like
voila.
Submitted
yeah.
in. You know what I'm saying? It's like the people that they're choosing, they don't know, have this strong character with them and personality that you got to keep them in front of the camera. And I guess that's you guys' story, too. So that's real dope, man, that, you know, they don't expect too much, but then, oh, shit, we got some stars in front of us, so let's make sure we highlight what they do and what their life is about.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. I ain't complaining at all. Cut the chat.
That's dope. That's dope. So we're going to definitely get into Love and Hip Hop of Atlanta. Man, we've been having some great interviews on here. Of course, the Fiery Reunion Show Part 1 just aired, but we got to talk about Tracy Steele and DJ Baby Drew. You guys got a handsome son together, family dynamic, but, you know, you're not together. But it seems like you guys are still great friends. When she did ask you about being on the show, was your initial reaction, did you and her talk about, hey, you know, this could be detrimental to, you know, us and our son? Or how did you guys take it at first? Were you a little bit hesitant, or did you just jump right in?
No, I wasn't hesitant. When she presented it to me, I was a smidgen hesitant because I never saw the show. But then when I did some research and realized, like, it was like one of the biggest shows in the hip hop community, and how, you know, everybody that's on the show is doing a lot outside of the show. So it was kind of a no brainer to me. There was no DJ on the show, and we're both DJs. So I was like, well, we should be getting booked like crazy now after being on the show. We didn't really worry about the family dynamic of it because we were like, well, Drew doesn't really watch the show. He's on it, but he doesn't watch it. So we don't have to worry about that part of it yet. And then, I mean, I don't shelter him from anything. We don't shelter him from anything. We just make sure he knows the difference between right and wrong. And, you know, that's how I think, that's how I was raised. I wasn't sheltered from much. And I turned out pretty cool, so.
No, that's no doubt. And I agree with that totally. I don't think you should, you know, shelter kids from a lot of stuff. Normally those are the ones that grow up to get out of control because they missed out all the good stuff, you know what I mean? So I definitely agree with that. I definitely know that the show has a dynamic that it kind of seems like, listen, whatever goes on this show is just going to go down, and it's not going to be scripted, it's not going to be anything. So you guys have a couple scenes in there, especially when dealing with women and men. Talk about you and Tracy's dialogue when it comes to you messing with other girls and her messing with guys. It kind of seems like you guys don't want each other messing with nobody.
Yeah, it started off, of course, with her and coming to the house with the money, and the girl was over and all that stuff. That was a little. I didn't expect any of that, to be honest. I didn't expect any of that. But I guess, you know, emotions get involved, and I think what it was, she had a lot of things bottled up that we didn't get out till the end of the season. I don't know if you remember the episode where we actually sat on the couch and started talking about stuff, and there's just a lot of stuff that she had that was bottled up, and I think that all just came out there, and she started crying, and I was like, what the hell is happening? I was like, this is great because we're filming right now, but why are you crying? Like, I didn't even really know what to say at that point. I was just there like,
Like you're going to do this now while they're rolling, huh?
Right.
But it was real, man. I mean, she looked like she was ready to take that girl's head off. That girl shouldn't have said nothing.
Tracy will take someone's head off if they cough funny around her. Like, geez, that's the kind of person she is.
Yeah, she looked like she would go all the way in. And it was funny, like the girl on the couch was just wanting to bite back. You know what the funniest part of that scene was? When you guys went outside, she ended up on the balcony looking at y'all guys. And I was like, oh, you almost got stole on. Why'd you even come to the balcony? I thought that was hilarious.
Right. I don't know, kid. I don't know. That's crazy.
So, let's talk about the money. $25,000. You guys wanted to start a sneaker store, and this
was
all your.
Really?
It was 50. Okay.
Yeah, 25 of hers, 25 of mine.
Okay, right. You guys were putting in it equally. Now, the sneaker store, was that your idea to have that? And she's just like, listen, Drew, I got your back. She said that you were great in business. She never really had any issues with you. So you guys were ready to go full-fledged with this. What happened with that? Was that really a problem with somebody taking the money and just dipping?
So here's what happened. Me and Tracy do business. We've been doing business together forever. So anytime I feel like it's a good opportunity, I may hit her and be like, yo, I got this opportunity. Like, if you want to get down, give me this amount of money, and then I'll give you this amount of money back. So this is not the first time that she's done that with me. So it wasn't. That's why it wasn't that hard for her to give me the money. Now, the situation that happened with this was I met this guy that wanted to have me DJ on a sneaker tour, he never really got back to me. So I always have ideas. So I had this idea like, yo, what if I open a sneaker store in Atlanta? So I text him and I was like, yo, what you think about opening a sneaker store in Atlanta? He was like, funny story, because I was just thinking about that. And that should have been strike one when I realized, like, what do you mean? Like, all of a sudden, okay. But so, you know, we started dealing with each other. I didn't know him personally, so he would come down here a lot. We would build and we would bond. And, we were filming for the show. So I was like, yo, I want you in a scene so you can, you know, be seen and people can know you're my business partner, whatever. And he didn't want to. He's like, no, I don't want to be on the camera. Like, that should have been track two for me. But it wasn't.
Right.
So we kept going. And make a long story short, he was supposed to, I gave him the money. I put it, I gave him some cash and I put some in his account. And he was supposed to have the store ready for the grand opening, which was on a Thursday. And it was the Friday before the Thursday, and nothing was done in the store. Nothing was built out. So I finally started getting word from, like, random people, like, yo, he owes me money, too. He did the same thing to me. So at this point, I'm starting to worry. So I hit him. He's like, no, don't worry. Like, these people are full of it, whatever, whatever. It's everything's going to be cool. I get the store built out. So now it's Sunday. Still nothing. The carpenter is supposed to come build the store out. He was like, don't worry. It's only going to take 2 days. And I'm like, I'm hitting him up. He's like, yeah, the carpenter's not hitting me back. So finally, I get the carpenter's phone number, and I call the carpenter. I'm like, yo, what's up with the build-out? He's like, I haven't gotten any money yet. I've been waiting to hear from you guys. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? So then I call him. He's like, no, he's lying. So then I'm like, okay, cool. So I called the people that we had the store that we were getting the lease from. And I was like, yeah, I'm just calling to make sure everything's cool. We're supposed to have the grand opening on Thursday. And she was like, funny thing you called, because we've been trying to get in contact with you guys. We haven't gotten any money. We haven't gotten a deposit. We haven't gotten anything. So right then I knew it was about to be trouble. So
right.
Long story short, dude said he used the money for inventory, haven't seen the inventory yet. All of a sudden he doesn't have the money. Now he's not opening the store. And at the end of the day, he still wanted to do it, and he wanted to do it halfway, but I didn't want to do business with him, number one. Number two, I didn't want, so many people were looking for him, like, I didn't want the name attached with it at all. I was like,
right.
If you still want to do it, we could change the name, we could start from scratch, and you don't have nothing to do with money. And he was like, no, I don't want that. I was like, cool, then good night. Give me
the
money
right.
back. Still haven't gotten it back.
Let me tell you something, bro. Real shit. That store, you better than a lot of people, man. That store would have been dark. I would have been hiding. If I couldn't have told her that I just lost that 25 grand, I don't know how I would have did that. And you was just standing there looking at her like, the money's gone.
Yeah.
I would have said that shit and darted. And you just stood there and said that. And I was even looking at the TV like, what? The money's
sometimes
gone.
You
like, I'm involved.
Sometimes you just got to face it.
Oh, is that the little homie you got with you?
This is my daughter, yeah. I have a 1-year-old.
Oh, okay, that's what's up.
She's talking
but
to
yeah,
she likes
crazy. You face. Oh, now she on the radio, too. Tell everybody what's up, sweetheart.
But Say hi. She don't want to do it now.
She's like, I'm not scripted, Dad. You ain't scripted, and I'm not scripted.
Right.
But that's crazy, man. You faced up to it, man. And I'm glad you guys got through that, because that would have been a devastating blow, just knowing that the 25 racks was
I looked at it like this. I never lost that much money before. So I was like, if I could lose that much money, that means way more is coming. So I was like, it's cool, whatever. I'll figure it out. But I'm getting it back. If I have to spend $100,000 to get it back, I will get it back just to make sure that dude, like, don't ever do this again.
Indeed. Nah, definitely, man. And it's excellent to see that you guys going into business and doing business with each other. You know, me and Onyx talk about it all the time. You know, black people sticking together, working to try to build something, trying to own something. I thought that was an excellent narrative of that story, too, even though it didn't go right in the beginning. But at the same time, you know, it's just good to know that you guys will come together and try to do something like that.
Yeah, and it's not over, of course. I'm not. That's not the all in. It's not over at all. So I'm just giving you a little. Nobody has heard this yet before, but it's definitely not over. There's definitely something else in the works. So look out for that.
Exclusive. We always love.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
And you know, I got the homie Onyx on the line. She's definitely got some questions for you. And we're gonna get into it, man. Like, we got more questions, bro, especially about the dude that you that Tracy started dating, and you bought the mugshot and just stuck him right there. We gotta get into that a little bit later, but I'm gonna bring the homie Onyx on. She got some questions for you. So Onyx, we got baby Drew.
Yeah.
Get him.
Yes.
What up,
Onyx? I mean, what's good? I appreciate you, and I'm loving the daddy time you're having right now, and you're working. I always admired that about you, and Tracy's still on the show. I could tell that you guys were like just natural hustlers, and I love that about you guys, both of you. So much respect to you for that. So I want to kind of get into your I'm a fan of music, obviously, so I kind of want to get into to more of that and what you're doing with that. So the Chris Brown, you met his manager. Where did you meet Chris Brown's manager exactly?
I met most of them at the radio station when I was DJ. I used to have a
wow.
show on every day
okay.
at 7 o'clock. They came to promote the Run It record, and that's when I met him.
Okay, so way back before even were privy
yeah.
to
yeah,
all
yeah,
this.
Nobody knew
okay.
who he was. They came with me to the club that night. He was there dancing with his baggy clothes on. No girls was really checking for him yet. And he was only 16, so I don't even remember how we got him in the club. But they were, yeah, it was definitely in the early days.
Wow, okay. So you've been his DJ since then, is that pretty much
mm-hmm.
how it happened? Okay, awesome. And so doing all that touring, what's one of the craziest things, when they did start checking for him, what's one of the craziest experiences that you can share with us? And we're not PG, but you know, what's one of the crazy experiences you've had on tour when all of the pandemonium first started?
Like, we've had people chase the tour bus, like literally chase it for blocks. Like, we're driving, 10 minutes later, you see that same person running like they caught up. Like, how is that possible? But on foot, talking about on foot, like, it was
crazy.
I have it on my YouTube channel. If you go to my YouTube channel, Baby Drew, look at, like, an Australian tour video, and you'll see somebody running behind the bus, and we actually stop, and, like, minutes later, they come and they catch up to us. It's crazy.
That is nice. I don't know. That's like the MJ days, Michael Jackson, Jackson 5 days.
Oh yeah. We've had a bunch of people rock the bus. Like, it was so many people riding
wow.
the bus, they started rocking it. Like, they wanted to turn the bus over. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty insane and a little dangerous, it sounds. Okay,
yeah.
So all of that. Now, did you find that during this time, as he was more in the spotlight and all of that, I'm hearing the latest in the news, and I want to ask you, and I hate to put you on the spot, but of course it came out, I think it was yesterday or last night, something about Chris Brown is about to give up the music. He's tired of being you know, recognized in a negative light and not for, you know, more positive things, in which I love Chris Brown. I mean, and I'm not just saying that because you're on the line. I really do enjoy it. I mean, he's great. So
yeah.
And I was very happy that he's gets the opportunity to do the MJ tributes and all of that. So how do you what do you have anything to say as far as that story goes, and any input and advice that you've given him?
I didn't understand at first what he was going through because I didn't
mm-hmm.
go through it, but just being
mm-hmm.
on Love and Hip Hop and seeing how hard it is to basically to hold your tongue on certain
mm-hmm.
things, like there's like so many things that people come, they just say about you, and you're just like, you don't even know me. Like, why would you say that about
mm-hmm.
me? Why is your life that miserable that you have to say some negative things about me? So he's
mm-hmm.
famous. I'm like D-list celebrity. He's A-list celebrity. So I can just
mm-hmm.
imagine that this as times 10 that he gotta
mm-hmm.
go through that. So, like, at first I didn't understand, but now I'm like, yo, I don't know how I would personally, or the regular person would personally be able to handle it, because you know, you make a mistake 5 years ago and it's still synonymous with your name, and it's like, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. So,
right.
I mean, I think he was frustrated, and I don't know if he's necessarily going to give up music. There's no way. He loves it too much, and I don't
mm-hmm.
see that ever happening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that happening at all.
And that's so totally understandable that he would, where this statement would be coming from, but I love the fact that you can come in as just a personal friend, as a quote, someone close to him and within that circle, and say that, because we're hoping that. And I remember, and not to get off topic, I remember Jasmine Sullivan took some time out because she said, you know, when it wasn't fun for me, I decided I'm going to take a step back. But now she's back in it, and so she
mm-hmm.
took a few years off. So it doesn't hurt to have that break, I'm assuming. So that's good. Absolutely. And then also touching on what you just said, people saying all these things about you, it's funny. They kind of go to Wikipedia. They know your life, right? They kind of really
dial in. They know your life.
Here.
Like the latest is some guy blogged that I was gay, and I was like, I posted it on my Instagram, and I was like, yo, first of all, there's nothing wrong with being gay, but second mm-hmm. of all, if I was, I wouldn't hide it. Like the, mm-hmm. in the world we live in now, it's cool. Like it's okay. Like you can be gay. It's not that bad of a thing. So I was like, I love girls. I love vagina. I love like nice, beautiful women. Like why would I want to hide that? That doesn't even make sense. So, you know, kind of what it did was by me doing that, it just prevented it from going to the bigger blogs. But I was just like, really?
Exactly.
Is that what you have?
He tried to.
Can we find something else?
He tried to use you as leverage. Exactly. And that was like
right.
the worst leverage because it's like, okay, like you said, that
no,
what is that?
Sandra
now?
Rose did it too. Sandra Rose did it and it got some media takeout. That's why I did what I did. So.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
well,
all good.
Much respect to you for standing up and doing that as well. Of course, you're just doing what you do, but I'm sure that gave someone else some courage as well. You never know who you're inspiring when you're doing this. And you're inspiring a lot of DJs. There's a lot of people out here. There's a lot of DJs out here. There's a lot of court, you know, the coalitions out here, a lot of upcoming DJs wanting to get in the game. Normally,
there
I would
is,
ask
yeah.
at the end. There is, isn't it? It's crazy. It grows every day. What are some of the... Would normally ask towards the before you get off the line what would be some advice you can give them, but since we're speaking on that so heavily, what would be some advice you could give a young DJ coming in the game wanting to be someone like yourself? I mean, you went from DJing, and I read that it was your uncle, I want to say, or older brother,
cousin,
or someone
cousin.
Okay, cousin,
yeah.
cousin that got you into kind of the music DJing, and then you went to you know radio, Chris Brown still with radio, Sirius, and now. Love and Hip Hop on TV, so that's a lot for a DJ, you know, and fast.
Yeah,
it seems like.
And I get to tour the world and do it at the same time, so that's pretty. I sell out my own tours in Australia and like Dubai and freaking Ireland, anywhere. So it's definitely a blessing. I didn't expect every year or every couple of years, I would never expect what I'm doing now to be happening. So
mm-hmm.
I just the most powerful advice I could give is. For one, I don't think you deserve to be a DJ if you're not true to the art form. So stay true to the art form and don't take the easy way out. That's the first thing. You need to be a bedroom DJ first before you can go out into public. And don't just get like a computer and some turntables and think, oh, now I'm a DJ. It don't work like that. The second thing is, this is not just for DJing, but this is for anything. But whatever you want to do, all you got to do is believe it and it will happen. So once I started following that, my life started changing.
Right.
That's awesome. I'm going to check the line, Golden, because I see we have a few people kind of hanging in there. Not
let's
sure if they have any questions, but I'm going to do that.
Yeah, let's see who wants to talk to DJ Baby Drew. You know, very enlightening conversation about that Chris Brown thing. I'm glad that, you know, you said that, you know, he loves the music too much. He won't quit. He's a super talent, man. So, Chris Brown, keep your head up, homie. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully we continue getting that great music and seeing those great dance steps. But, yeah, man, you're not off the hook, DJ Baby Drew. You killed
him. Oh,
you killed the cast member on that show, man. The guy that Tracy Steele was about to date, man. We got to talk about that because that was like hilarious, man. Were you really upset that not upset? I don't want to use the word upset, but were you?
Yeah, I wasn't
like,
upset.
Yeah, you wasn't upset. You were just kind of like,
upset.
No, you can't date that guy. What's wrong with you? Yeah, I remember one scene where you came up to on the side of the DJ booth and you were like, yo, your man's ugly, yo. And I was just like, yeah, this cat holds no, he don't hold nothing back. You just creeped up on the side of her ear and was like, yo, your man's ugly. Yo.
I guess, okay, so let me explain. So all the years that I've been dating, Tracy has given me hell, and every woman in my life, hell. So this was my time to be like, okay, Tracy, I got you now. So... I mean, it was 20% of me jealous and 80% of me like, I'm about to give you hell. So that was it. I was trying to make up for all the time she's giving me hell by giving her a little hell herself.
Yo, that shit just ruined her face when you said that. She was like, yeah, it's no holds barred. And then you went and did some recon work and found out that homie had been locked up, the mugshot picture on the phone, that shit had me cracking up too. He was really stunned that you brought that out. Why did you make it a mission to just show him out right there at the table that day? Did you say, you know what, this is more hell. I'm going to keep bringing it to Tracy like she brought it to me. Because that really messed her relationship up with dude. I don't think they were good after that.
They weren't, and they still aren't. I think they're friends still, but she's done with him as far as dating him. She's done. And I kind of tried. I felt bad afterwards because I was just messing with him. Really, I didn't expect it to end their relationship. It was his fault though, because he shouldn't have lied. I just want to say that he shouldn't have lied, and it was his fault. Like she was saying, "Yo, put it on the table," and it wasn't even really that big of a deal. What it was. So to me, it was like, yo, like, why? What are you lying about? For what? So,
right.
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't expect that to happen at all. Like, I definitely went in there just to have some fun.
You had some fun, man. And you had the viewers having fun because I was cracking up. I was like, yo, this cat doesn't care. He's hilarious. But let me see if we got somebody that wants to talk to you.
And I was ready for homie to set it off. I was waiting for homie to set it off so I could kill him again.
Yo, I'll be real with you. I thought, you know, come on, dude look like a muscle-bound Neo. Like, I was sitting there like, yo, this dude look like a big Debo / Neo. And I was like, I hope he does not swing on baby Drew.
Here's the thing. He's not faster than me. Second of all, I'm a Jamaican badman. So I'm not afraid of nobody. If he was down for the cause, I would have been right there. Don't let these hazel eyes and curly hair fool you. I would definitely be right up there with big dude.
That's what it is. And a shout out to Jamaica for Independence Day. Big up to Jam Rock. I know they was partying out there like crazy. Shout out Jamaica. But who do we have on the line that wants to talk to DJ Baby Drew right now?
Well, you wouldn't have guessed. It's actually the other guest, Melissa Love. Hi, how are you, Melissa?
Hey, what's up, everybody? What's going
Melissa.
On? Melissa! You know, I have a question.
Okay. So we got both of them on the line. That's dope. The other guest, Melissa Love, on the line with DJ Baby Drew. And Melissa Love has ties to Love of Hip Hop of Atlanta. So like we said, a saga continues. How are you doing today, Miss Love?
I'm doing well. The saga never ends. It never ends. You know, it's a busy business.
It's getting crazy, and we're going to get into your business and what you do. We haven't even touched on the reunion special yet, but I'm glad you called. Did you want to say something to DJ Baby Drew? Did you?
Of course. Me and Drew about to turn it up.
Yeah.
So Drew, you got to stick around, man. So we're going to have you and Mel on the line at the same time, going back and forth about everything, man. It should be real dope. You got time?
Good.
But no, I had a question for Drew, though. You mind if I ask?
No way.
Sure,
go ahead.
Go for it. So Drew, this character, I've been seeing it all over Instagram, your YouTube, you know, Delroy. Now, I know a few Delroys,
yeah.
Jamaicans myself. But what made you come up with this character, or is it really like your other side? Like, are you schizophrenia? Like, what's the deal, bipolar?
So Delroy's my alter ego. Everyone has an alter ego. And I think that what happened on my birthday, somebody gave me this wig with the dreads in it, and I was like, this is a great gift. So I posted one video on Instagram with the thing, and people went nuts, like, yo, this is hilarious. So I started posting more and more videos, and people loved it. So I just was like, I'm about to do a webisode of just Delroy. So I'm about to develop his character some more, and I thought it would be hilarious
if he just
knew everything about girls.
Oh, my God. So Jamaican women, straight up about Poom Poom.
Yeah, it's all about Poom Poom. He's a Poom Poom specialist. But
so
there's a twist into the story. There's a twist in the story. Because even though he's a Poom Poom specialist, what's going to come out, this is an exclusive Delroy interview story. So this is, you heard it first. But Delroy is going to be an episode where it comes out that Delroy doesn't really know anything about women because he's a virgin.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So the poo-poo specialist is a virgin?
Yeah, yeah. He talks all that game. He talks all that game because he don't have none.
Right.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Where can people find this at? Like, where can they see it? I know I see it. Where can somebody else see it?
Yeah, Delroy's a star. We're going to get Delroy his own show.
Right.
You know,
let me
tell you, like, what, when I saw Delroy, what stood out to me. The Wallaby Clarks with the high striped socks. I was like, this is the most confident Jamaican cat I've ever seen in my life. Like, Wallaby, okay, we all got those. But the candy striped socks up to the knee?
And the Rastaman colors. Oh,
he's killing them out there.
You know how you're Jamaican, but you try too hard to let everybody know? That's what he is.
Yeah.
He got the Jamaica shirt, the Jamaica bracelet, the roll up pants. He got the clocks on, the Jamaica belt. Like, he's trying really hard to let everybody know. So he's one of those guys.
Any of the popcorn holes, did they ever ask you to act like him in the bedroom?
Oh.
In the bedroom? You don't want to go there.
No.
America wants to know. Delroy,
roleplay. Wow.
Popcorn hole is a figment of Tracy's imagination.
I laughed so hard when she said that. I was rolling. She gave the definition.
It's a figment of her imagination. I don't. She thinks I have popcorn holes, but I don't.
She believes very strongly that you have popcorn holes. Like, she said that. She said that phrase about 10 times in a row. You know, these microwavable bitches, these popcorn holes. And I was like, wow.
I just be doing my Bible study, really. I don't know what she's
talking
about.
Oh, wow.
Popcorn.
What's wrong with these great phrases? What you had the what's am I pronouncing it right? What's thahas?
The ha. These hoes are hoes always.
These hoes are hoes always.
I like that.
It's
one
true.
Too.
Ladies and gentlemen, DJ Baby Drew.
These hoes are hoes always. Let me explain. These hoes are hoes always. So this term originated being on tour, and we were at an after party, and these hoes, the hoes, were trying to come in the van, but there was not enough room for the hoes in the van. So two of the guys that wanted to take some of the hoes back started arguing. So I'm looking at them like they're really arguing over this. So I started to say to them, hey, man, they're just hoes. Like, why do you care? Like, these hoes are just hoes. Like, don't. Like, we're family. These are hoes. These hoes are hoes. Then I was just like, started making fun of them, and I was like, these hoes are hoes. Duh. These hoes are hoes always. The ha. These girls are the ha's. And everybody, it just took off from there.
That's hilarious.
Just took off from there. And, you know, everyone can relate, to be honest. Everyone can relate. Because they know a the ha or two.
The ha. So you got shirts and everything, though. This is ready to go, like, global. You ready to take this around the world. Like, listen.
Oh, yeah, we sold thousands
of shirts. And everyone needs to know
it. I thought I saw a shirt.
We sold thousands of shirts.
Wow.
Nice. People definitely took to that.
Has any girl that you mess with come at you about that? Like, yo, I don't like you wearing that shirt when you're around.
Nah, nobody who's a regular girl, like, cares about that. It's only people that's guilty that really is like, yo, you want some bullshit. Like, yeah, I know, right. I want some bullshit because you feel guilty about it.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it.
I love it. Yeah, I like it. So.
it definitely seems that. And, you know, when you got the ladies saying that they love it, or I love it. I know I love it. And then we got Onyx and Mel saying they love it. You got a winner,
yeah,
right?
It's because everyone can relate to the hot. Everyone can relate, know someone who is that way, and don't have a way to describe them in a tasteful way. So it's a tasteful way.
True, that's crazy. Oh, man, I got a feeling that, you know, with your personality and, you know, with your creative nature, mm-hmm. especially with the Delroy character and everything, and we're going to be seeing a mm-hmm. lot from you, man. And I just want to congratulate you and Tracy, man, on making your way on that show. When me and Onyx touched down there at Cream Lounge, that was the first time we even, you know, met you guys and saw you guys, so we didn't know the story or anything. First time
we saw
the first pilot.
That was premiere party, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
That was the premiere
party. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what
they didn't give us
Simple.
No burn. They was like, "Who the hell is who? Who are these new people?" It's been like
mm-hmm,
that for.
Mm-hmm.
It took a while for us to prove ourselves. It was just like, "Yo, who are these people?" Like we would get tweets like, "I hope they're not on next season." Hate them. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, yo, we love you. what happened?
Now that's actually the same place I met. The lovely Mel Love. I met her that same night.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Nice. That same night.
We connected. You know, we're about to get all in her business because she's doing her thing big time. She was actually interviewing Mona at the time and doing all the great interviews up there. And I was like, you know, we connected. We even talked in tongue and groove after that. You know, shout out Benzino.
Oh, yeah, that name in the club. That club is crazy. That name
was
crazy.
Oh my God, I'm sick.
It was crunk that night. We had a good time out. But, you know, just touching down and seeing you guys and meeting you guys, just, you know, congratulations, man. This show is a pop culture phenomenon. Doesn't look like it's going anywhere soon. But we're going to keep you on the line, because we're going to get into Mel business, man, and talk to her a little bit about what she has going on. Our audience definitely needs to know the other side. Mel is also responsible for helping us get Mimi on the show, and Zeno. And we now would like to speak to her about what she does. So, Miss Mel Love, the Blazing Queen, fresh from...
Let me introduce her.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen in the radio land, boys and girls, Jews and Gentiles, Catholics and Protestants, y'all give it up for the lovely Mel Love. Hello.
Already.
I like that.
Mel, how you
what's going on?
How
get
are
into
you?
It. I do a little bit of everything. I'm kind of behind the scenes.
Okay, well, tell the people exactly what you're doing. We know you have an entertainment company, More Entertainment. Let the people know how you got started, where you're from, and then we will take it from there.
Awesome. Well, I'm a military brat. I studied communications and everything, so I used to work for a news television as a reporter. Moved to Atlanta, and the opportunities came for me to do the red carpet here, and since I've been doing it, I've been meeting everybody, networking, and I've been using my network to get people booked different places. I'm trying to get Drew booked, too. So, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, use my inside network to kind of get people there and make money like that. I do different media coverage on the red carpet, whether it's, you know, reality TV shows, the new releases, NFL, NBA, go Boston, you know, the new films that come out. So, you know, and now, you know, I also do marketing. So I'm going to try to sneak peek with Drew and try to see if I can help market these T-shirts. You know, so
nice.
I kind of do. I'm behind the scenes, and a lot of people know that I'm around a lot of the people from Love and Hip Hop. I'm around them a lot, and I kind of see what goes on behind scenes. And people always ask me, you know, is it scripted? No, it's not scripted. It's really real life. You know, it's really what goes down. You know, they're giving basic stuff, and I've been in a situation with them when they're giving it, and they just kind of roll with it. So it's a busy business, you know. And then I think come out with a reality show for booking people, because, you know, dealing with like a DJ Baby Drew or a Mimi or a Benzino, and then dealing with the promoters and dealing with the behind the scenes and getting them there and, you know, making the money on that end, it's a whole different beast.
And I also think you're right about that.
They need
a show. You guys need a show as well. And also just to show that there's other things that you can do in the entertainment industry besides be in front of the camera. Like, there's people that make this thing move and put the pieces in play for you to see what you see. So I think that would be a dope reality show, actually.
Yeah, we see a lot, man. We see a lot. A lot. You know, know, I can't even explain, you know, I'm up 4 or 5 in the morning still dealing with, you know, because they're partying, you know. Their job
right.
is to go out to these clubs, host, you know, I got to make sure if I put Drew, he go out there, he DJ. I didn't make sure his ass stay the whole time. You know, I got to
right.
make sure he does what he needs to do. If he don't, then the promoters are calling me, they cussing me out, I'm cussing them out, you know, it's a lot. So,
yeah,
and it could be conflict, you know, then it's like, well, you booking such and such, more you booking me. You know, then
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, it's a business. But at the end of the
right.
day, more we book everybody. You got a talent, we're booking you, baby. We're booking
well,
you.
That's what it is. Go, call Mel Love and get booked, baby. That's the deal right there. I like that a lot. Now, let's talk about Atlanta, Mel. Both of you mentioned moving to Atlanta, and this is stuff is happening. There's a lot more stories like that. I left. I went to Atlanta. I remember it used to be, yo, I left, took everything, went to New York, and now this is what's happened. Mm-hmm. Now it seems like Atlanta's that place. Talk about the city of Atlanta and how you see it.
Man, Atlanta is the land of opportunity. And, you know, it's so much here for everybody, every race, every background. You know, it's the sky's the limit here. We have so much, you know, in terms of, like, corporations, growth for businesses, whether it's a small business, a mediocre-sized business, or a large, you know, entrepreneur. Like, it's broad. So, you know, but it's all about, I always tell people who are in Atlanta, you know, most people in Atlanta are trying to leave Atlanta and go to, like, L.A. You know, they want to go to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
or New York. But my
right.
thing is, conquer Atlanta. Because Atlanta has the same opportunity as those two places. You just got to fly there sometimes. You know, we fly, shoot, Love and Hip Hop, they go to L.A. all the time for certain viewings and certain events they have. But they come right back to Atlanta. And, you know, it's happening here. And I don't know if people knew this, but Atlanta Love and Hip Hop ranked the highest out of all of them. They ranked higher than New York.
Yes, yes, yes. I did read
that. Let me chime in. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta ranked number one on any cable show, period.
Yeah.
Number one. It's now competing with regular networks like NBC and ABC.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. Crazy.
Yeah.
Now, this is like I said, it's a phenomenon that it can't be pigeonholed. It can't be boxed in. When me and Onyx went to the opening launch party for it, we realized it. We saw it. When you look at the people that's on it, you see the personalities, you see everything. So, you know, basically we took from it that, you know, this season is going to be crazy, and I don't think that it's going to die down. I think New York is going to have to try to, I hate to use this damn word because I can't front. Y'all killed this phrase for me. This might be the last time I use it.
Turned up.
But turned up.
Oh,
New York
God,
may have to turn up. Y'all
I
have
drug
turned up to the yo, y'all need to put a headstone on a Twitter profile and just put turned up under it and just we killed it.
That's
done.
That word sounds like you're poor when you use it. Every time I hear turn up, it's like you're poor.
We need a new phrase. We definitely need
yes.
a new phrase.
And they'll wear that one right to the ground too.
Get enough highs or something to replace turn up, and then if they're gonna run into at least it'll take a little time to run into the ground. Turn up, yo, that shit is like some beat up Timberlands with no soul. Like nobody should see no. Turn down for
yeah.
what?
Yeah.
Oh, come on now. Now you just. But we definitely want to get back into the business side with Mel. Mel, like you said, you have a lot of clients. A lot of people need your attention. We've talked, and I know that you have a team around you, but when I see you and we talk, it looks like you're just a one-man show out there doing your thing. Is more entertainment just Mel Love, or is there anybody else that's involved with that?
Yes, there is more people involved. They're just behind the scenes with me. I have a photographer and a videographer with Jay Lee that work for me directly. Like tonight, they're going to a club tonight. You know, I'm not, but they're going. They're taking photos, they're getting footage, you know, and I'm not there. So,
right.
you know, it's definitely a team of us. It's another team that helps me with the contract and, you know, get things done and get the paperwork processed. And, you know, it takes a lot. So it's some people behind the scenes for me, and I appreciate them. Shout out to them. It's a few of them.
Nice.
I can't say all their names, but it's But, you know, we make it happen. But I am, like, the face of the company. I am the one that everyone just kind of sees. I think it's best for the business because you add too many faces, it becomes confusing. So
right.
When I want people to think of booking or, you know, anything with Red Carpet, I want them to think Mel Love, you know, period. Mel Love, more entertainment, boom. And then everything else from there, we make it happen.
Sounds good.
You know,
sounds good. I definitely wanted, you know, to acknowledge everybody that works with Mel Love that's not on the call. Shout out to the whole More Entertainment, making things happen. They do very well. If you followed her on Instagram, which she will give you all that information later, you will see it's not a great upscale event or some red carpet where they're not doing their thing out there in Atlanta. So shout out. I want to get into your relationship, and then I'm going to bring Onyx on because I know she has some questions for you, too. But I wanted to get into your relationship with the people on the show. I follow your Instagram, and I see you with Mimi's daughter a lot. So that means that, you know, you guys are like family. I see you guys hanging out a lot. When she's going through what she's going through on the show, with Stevie, with Jocelyn, does it ever make you feel a certain way? Do you have strong opinions, or do you just stay out of that completely?
You know, and you know you're right, because you do create that bond, and again, I see a lot, and you try not to get in it, you know.
Right.
You try to stay out of it, keep things separate, keep things cordial. But, you know, but of course, you know, I'm not hanging out with Jocelyn. I'm not popping bottles with her. You know, I'm not on the beach laying out. I'm not keeping, you know, any of her pets or kids or whatever she may have. So, you know, I'm around Mimi a whole lot more. And,
right.
You know, our friendship is genuine. And, you know, sometimes we may hang out and it's not even about business. You
right.
know, we had Mother's Day together and we didn't even talk about love and hip-hop. So,
nice.
You know, it's definitely there. And it's awkward because you see what goes on and, you know, I get to see the inside scoop of how things are. And it's hard, you know. And then the same breath, someone may ask to book Jocelyn. And, you know, and that's a very hard decision. But then at the end of the day, I try to negotiate it, being the marketing specialist that I am. Like, hey, we booked Jocelyn. Can we bring Mimi next? And they
right.
say, and that's like kind of counteroffer. And so it's like, you know, so it's a two-way fold. It's difficult, you know, and it's stressful because, you know, you hear things, you see things, and you witness it before it's even aired, if it's even aired. And
right.
it's tough, you know, it's tough. But the relationship's definitely there. And, you know, you just kind of keep things in perspective, and you got to know your role. You got to
Understandable. Understandable.
Stay out of trouble.
Onyx?
Yeah, I'm just listening, and so I love to hear a fellow young woman, you know, just handling business and doing what has to be done and making those moves. And shout out to you and much respect, Melissa. I've heard a lot about you, so saw you as well, but didn't get a chance to speak with you. Then having that chance now, so thank you.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you, being a woman in the industry, going back to that, do you find it difficult sometimes with certain situations when you're, you know how it can be in the industry with men. So is there ever a time where you have to, maybe this is just an easy question. You know, I don't know. I just want to kind of ask you about that, I suppose, whenever you're confronted. Is there any time that you have to say, well, no, we're not going to do that, or no, I'm not going to do that, and then move forward?
Absolutely. I get approached that all the time. You know, they take your kindness and they try to, sometimes some guys use their quote unquote power. Be like, well, you know, if you come over, you know, we go out, whatever, then yeah, I'll do it. And it's like, no, it's not. It's not like that. I remember one time, I'm not going to say any names, but I went over there, a lot of celebrities were there, and they thought I was gay because I wouldn't talk to any of the guys because I was there for business. I was there to meet, talk some business, and I was good. Like, I still have my, you know, professional attire on. You know, they had a whole bunch of groupies and Saha girls there. And, you know, I wasn't a girl. You know, I wasn't that girl. So I went in, handled my business. Like, who was this chick? But I try to stay out that, you know, with the clubbing and all that. You have to be there, but I'm there to show my face and I try to leave. You know, and half the time I don't even drink when I do that because it's business. You know, so you got to get these guys in, you know, straight, because being a businesswoman in this industry, you cannot ruin your rap. The moment you sleep with one dude and you just random, all of a sudden you're one of the popcorn girls, oh, it's over. Your business is over. It's dead. It's dead. Mm-hmm. Go. So,
absolutely.
You know, I stay in my lane. Stay in my lane. But it can be difficult because you know what is genuine. You don't know who's genuine, who's not. So you just don't even fool with it.
Most definitely, and I guess, and I'm so glad that you said that about the not even sometimes having a drink, just kind of getting in there. Don't even want to get. No, I'm good. Don't need a drink. I'm in. I'm out. And that's awesome. I can respect that. And then if those want to have a drink as well, but it's great to know that you said again, once you do get started, the rap, you know, it's over. Because I've heard that so many times, and men have told me this as well. So. I just kind of wanted to get that from you, being that you're around them so often. So
yeah,
I want to ask you, is there ever a time where you've been asked to be as well star in one of the episodes coming up or anything like that? Have you been asked to join the cast in any way or have dialogue as far as with Mimi on camera?
No, I have not done the whole on the camera thing. And I think it's probably best to stay behind the scene because, like, you know, Baby Drew, he touched it right on the money earlier. The moment you on camera, they dig for dirt. Like, they go in for, like, your skeletons and bones and, you know,
hey, Mel.
Like.
Hey, Mel.
Yo.
What kind of dirt you got?
Look, I'm over here like a perfect little angel. You see me saying I'm floating. It's so white in the background. I'm floating. So, you know, you put yourself out there and it's people, they dig, you know. They don't sit around and say, I'm doing this, doing that. You know, who knows what they would say. I have no clue. They got Drew being gay. They might have me for a lesbian. You know, I like women. That is me. You know, just because they'll be like, oh, she's with, you know, this girl on time. They dated. That's a different headache. And it gets you distracted from the business side of it. Because then now you feel like you're explaining yourself. Just like how Drew had to do the whole Instagram and put it out there, it's like you're explaining yourself all the time. That's all. Get me behind the scenes, please.
Just keep the text coming. I feel you. And it's so crazy that you said that. And even with DJ Baby Drew mentioning earlier, because, and we talk about it all the time, before it used to be the Twitter. You know what I'm saying? It's a great thing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's instant everything, you know? So they don't like it, or they tweeting you right then when it go down on the TV, or you put something out they didn't like, they hitting you up right then and going in, slander and all. So it's crazy. People are ruthless with it.
Have you ever read
but for
all
no
the
reason.
Comments people say? Like, the comments people say when you're on camera, like, Drew, do you ever read all that stuff that they say? Because sometimes they just go in on a picture of your kid, and they'll just go in on your kid. Like, really?
Wow.
Like, I don't understand.
You got to have tough skin, man.
Yeah. You do. You do, for real, because they don't hold no bars. And, again, they just go in and don't even – have the full, I mean, they can't have the full details. They don't even know you, so it's crazy. But then shout out to all the people that are fans, and again, continue to watch and continue to book with you, Melissa, as well. And I have a question for you both real quick, and then I think we may have a caller waiting. I'll check and see who these people are sitting on the line. But I wanted to know, Melissa, you're only working with celebrity talent at this point. Is there ever a time when you're discovering talent before it gets to that celebrity status?
Well, you know, it's amazing that you asked me that because I've had quite a few people hit me up recently within the last, like, 2 weeks asking me, can I help them? Can I, you know, help get them out there? You know, what direction should they take? And I've been so busy, but I actually was going to take time to reflect on it, to think about it, to see if that's something that I really want to do. And two of them are, like, artists, and then another one is a makeup artist. And they want like help in terms of booking and, you know, getting in contact with celebrities and using them for their talent. And then the other ones, of course, is for their music. So it's, you get a lot of offers, and I'm willing to, because at the end of the day, all it is, it's a people job. You know, it's public relations. And if you know how to market and you know how to build a brand and you know how to cater to people, then I can book anybody. I'll book y'all.
True.
Look away.
True. Get us some paper, Mel. True. We'll be in Atlanta, man. Get us some paper.
I'm trying to get us somewhere. I can go. Gotta be the first one. That's, yeah. But that's it's definitely out there. So it's not
that's
just dope. You know, it's not the one, but the opportunity is there. I just haven't touched it yet.
That's
stay
awesome.
Tuned because I will.
That's awesome.
The mindset is dope. That's dope.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then what better person than someone that's already within the realm of it and has the relationships and has that work ethic ready to go and just kind of go in and, mm-hmm. and know kind of the ins and outs, how to navigate around the you know, the drama and the things, you know, the
yeah.
not so solid bookings and whatnot. And then to skip over to Drew, DJ Baby Drew, since he's still on the line, so happy to have you both on here tonight. How about yourself? You're a DJ. Are you putting mixtapes together? Are you trying to break records? I know you get money, but what about you when it comes to unsigned artists and whatnot?
I'm not a record breaker at all. I definitely, anytime someone comes to me with a new artist, the record breaker, I explain, I'm not a record breaker. I don't do that. There's some DJs
mm-hmm.
out there, that's what they, I'm more
mm-hmm.
of a club DJ and a tour DJ. I don't want the hassle of having to force a record on somebody. So
mm-hmm.
I don't mind being late on a record. If a record is hot and I ain't nobody, I don't care. I know how to rock parties.
Yo, Julie's funny.
I love that.
I don't care if I'm late. They're recognized.
I know. It's like, it's whatever. Like.
So you're trying to
Let's
tell
go.
Me you didn't want that... You didn't want that Carly Red disc record first? You didn't want that exclusive?
No, I was good on that.
Oh my God.
No, I was good on that.
Hey.
Some people make livings off breaking records. That's just not me. I don't want to do that.
Right.
So,
right. And
got my
I can respect that.
I'd rather
that you have your lane.
Songs. Yeah, exactly. I stay in my lane. I'd rather play songs people know and make them happy. And that's what I want to do.
All right. Okay, well, I did, you know, you guys and Melissa, I've enjoyed everything you said, especially just being a woman and up and coming within this industry as well. We've got this platform, Jermaine Dupri, which is so wonderful, and so we can definitely respect you guys, you both, the hard work and just, you know, paying it forward and trying to do, you know, what we can do and get that money. So thank you. I feel like court. I don't have anything further. I mean, you know, Gordon.
Awesome.
do we have any, you got any callers on the line?
We do. We have two sitting and screening right now. But, you know, how about this? Any current projects out that we can, or anything, Melissa, that we should be looking forward to as far as any upcoming bookings that we can solicit for this weekend or week?
Oh, man. Nothing this weekend, but stay tuned for Drew. I'm working on him. I got two things lined up. And, you know, when you're looking.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, exactly. And I always
turn up. Turn up.
No.
That's joking. I'm like, what's your schedule? I was like, Labor Day. What you looking like? I'm good. I'm like, yes. Let me work on this. And it's a lot of back and forth. Like, I may hear about the booking like a week ago, but it takes a second to actually land the deal. And it's a lot of back and forth that, like, Drew don't even know that I have to go through with the promoters, you know, because it's not just one promoter. It's promoters. So it's usually, like, three or four of them that come together. And they got to – we're playing some numbers now. You know, they got to play with, you know, his rider, you know, how many people is he riding with. But they don't want to fly him. They want him to drive. And I have to kind of go back and forth with, you know, he wants to fly first class. They want to fly him coach. You know, it's a lot that goes behind the scenes. So nothing closing this weekend. I just recently booked Jocelyn in Gulfport, Mississippi a few days ago. You know, that was drama on its own. You know, I got a lot of drama. Drew, you got to hear about this. I tell them, she travels with her security, okay? Well, if she traveled with her security, why would you put security on AirTran and put her on Delta?
Sabotage. That sounds like a setup. Inside
man,
job.
You don't even understand the stress that gave me that day. And the tickets were non-refundable. The airline tickets were non-refundable. But Mel Love had to fix it. I had to fix it. I fixed it. It was stressful. It was a lot of trauma. But, you know, that's how they do. That's the stuff that I have to deal with in terms of once, before. And then I'll bring it to them. Then I'll bring it to Drew and be like, okay, this is finally what we got. And, you know, but it takes a second to get that. So,
That's so crazy about this. You know what's so crazy about that story? And please tell me if it happened or not. Was Jocelyn barking at you in that voice? Like, how they going to book? My security won't play to me on another plane. Yo, I could just imagine.
I'm not fucking getting on the plane.
Fucking Jocelyn, man. That's a lot.
She don't budge.
Yeah, Jocelyn don't play no games, man. We would definitely like to interview Jocelyn too, man. She has a lot to say. And you know what's crazy? I've been noticing about her is that way more assertive in what she's telling people about her personal life. You know what I'm saying? She would touch on it before, but now it's just like, you know, understand who I am and why I don't take no bullshit, don't take nobody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true.
And I do have a caller on the line, and DJ Baby Drew, we can get into your can I say Drew? It's a lot to say all that.
You can call me Rufus if you want to. I don't care.
Call me Delroy.
We'll get your projects on as well. But right now, I have Justin Lee on live with you both. So Justin Lee, you're live with Global 14 The Cut.
What up, Justin?
What's going on, Drew?
How you doing?
Hello.
Yeah. This question is for Mel. What is more entertainment?
Great question. More entertainment. We handle all red carpet correspondence. And we handle pretty much the media coverage on celebrities such as the Baby Drew, the Mimi's, the Jocelyn, the Jasmine guys, you know, things like that. We also handle basketball, football, film coverage, new releases, for like maybe like the Tyler Perry's release for his TV shows, things like that. We cover not only just video, but we also do photography with Jay Lee Photography. He goes in and takes all the photos for me, which he does a great job. And we just make it happen. You know, we get all the exclusive stuff that comes out before everybody else knows about it. Like, we were at the Atlanta Love & Hip Hop, you know, premiere. And we was able to take photos and do interviews before anybody else knew about it. And we was able to get it out there before, you know, anyone saw the footage. So we do a little bit of everything. And we'll book you, too. You need to be booked? I'm just kidding.
Okay. And this question is for Drew. How did you all, like, being on Love & Hip Hop this season? Because you all were great on the show, you and Tracy.
Oh, thanks, brother. We got casted. We went casting like all the other thousands of people that got casted, and they saw something in us that I guess they liked. So I think they just was like, yeah, we like them. Let's see what's up. And we started off, like I said earlier, I don't know if you were listening, but we started off not really, and especially me, because I'm the lowest on the totem pole in the show, because I'm the newest person. So I started off not even supposed to really be on a lot of episodes, and I ended up being on at least more than half of them, which we kind of exceed, and I became an actual cast member in the credits, which not was supposed to happen. So it was kind of cool. I guess they saw something in us that, you know, that worked.
Mm-hmm. And are you all going to be on? Well, are you going to be on next season?
I don't know if I can answer that, but fuck it, I guess so. Yeah, I'm going to be on next season.
Okay, that's what's up. Okay, that's what's up.
Well, yeah, it's good that you're on the show. You add a whole lot of flavor to the show.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man. I feel like I didn't even get be me yet, though. So I'm hoping next season I'll be able to be me.
Okay, gotcha.
I just like to have fun. I'm a fool. I'm an idiot.
Right.
That is me. That's what I do. And I feel like a lot of it portrayed me as an asshole, which was cool because people, you need that for sure.
Well, you know what?
And you're fine. Yeah.
I didn't mean to cut you off, Drew, but you are correct because if you look at it, look how on Housewives of Atlanta. how Nene Leakes was. Mm-hmm. And look how she grew up just from being, you know.
Right.
Who she was. You know what I'm saying?
She's a perfect example of somebody I look up to in reality TV because she's into a franchise, and I respect her crazy.
Yeah.
She kind of played me one day. Good.
Yes, she did. And this question is for Mayo. Do you have any events coming up?
Actually, tonight there's an event at Aurum, and I have Jelly Photography going out there tonight to take some snapshots and photos. Drew, you going? I won't be able to attend, but you know, More Entertainment would definitely be there in representation. To, you know, they're having a red carpet event tonight, having a, you know, birthday bash celebration, and a lot of celebrities are coming out there tonight to celebrate on a Wednesday. And, you know, I'm tired. I can't do it tonight. But we'll definitely be there in representation. Mel won't be there, but I'll be there in spirit.
Okay.
But my team will be there.
All right. Well, it was good talking to you all.
Awesome. We appreciate you calling, my brother.
All right, not a problem.
Follow us on Instagram.
All right, not a problem.
All right, cool. We had Justin call in with some great questions and some great answers we got from both of the guests on our show. Do we have anybody else on the line, O?
We do. I have Maria. I'm going to go ahead and bring her live right now. Maria, you're live with the cut.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh,
Maria, you
said.
Hey.
Girl.
Hi.
Hi, Maria.
I would like for everyone to please turn up.
Oh, no.
Yes. I would like to die. Turn up. To you. But I have a question for Mel. Two questions, actually. The first question I want to ask is, so where did the inspiration for the name More Entertainment come from? Because that's kind of an interesting name for an entertainment company, so I was just curious about that.
Well, the name More, I'm known for saying the word more. And more, me and my friends have a real close net of friends. So whenever you say something like was funny, like, oh man, you saw that milkshake, we'd be like, more. Like, give me more of what you're talking about. Make it last some more. So more is a term that I say a lot. Like, I've been saying it for years now, at least 7 years. And everybody knows me for saying it. I say more and I say yes. And, you know, like, when I saw the little Delroy stuff on the videos, I was saying to myself, like, literally out loud, like, more. And it's just, it's a saying, it's a slogan that I've been saying for a very, very long time. My friends say it. We text it randomly to each other. We post it. And it's an inside joke, but it's kind of like, it made sense because it's like, when I'm asking for more, I want more information. I want to laugh more. So what better way in entertainment to say more? Like, give me more. You know, give me more what's going on with Love and Hip Hop. You know, we want more. So, and that's where it came from. And on that note, I'm going to say more. More questions.
Fire. More fire.
Fire. Great question.
I love it. And thank you. And I got one more question. So I live in an area where there are a lot of people who are trying to start entertainment companies, trying to get into that business, trying to get their name out there. So could you give some advice for anyone who may be thinking of getting into the entertainment business, what kind of things they need to know, what kind of grind it is, how hard it is, how much work it is, and also how rewarding it is?
It's extreme. The key thing with entertainment is you have to be nosing. If you're nosing, you're good. Nosing meaning, if you know a movie's about to come out, research that movie, go on that website, you know, go to, like, let's use Tyler Perry, for example. We knew the Have and Have Not was about to come out. You go on the website, look to see when their premiere is. They have a list that is for a media company that you can, you know, put yourself on and get on the list to get footage for it. And you have to do your research. You won't just know that. An average person won't know that. But you have to be nosy. You have to figure out, how can I be there? You know, what can I do? And you start from digging deep and reaching out and really doing your homework. And, you know, that's the very first step. You can't be lazy. You know, you cannot be lazy. It's not going to be handed to you. You can't just start an entertainment business and it's going to be successful. You have to kind of, you know, start from the bottom, start doing, you know, smaller events. I started doing little events like with, like, magazine stuff and just little stuff, you know, that a lot of people really know about. But it was a beginning. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's how it starts. And then from there, you start networking. And you cannot walk around with your mouth closed. A closed mouth doesn't get fed. So if you don't ask questions to people, if you don't go out and network, you're not going to know anybody. you know, Drew, how did I meet you? Like, I met Drew outside in a parking lot. I was like, oh, hey, let me go say something to him. And I mean,
she was selling her body.
I was what?
She was selling her body.
I was trying to be a hot girl.
Kind of.
Look, Drew, that's not. Now, if a rumor starts, Drew, that I'm being a prostitute, it's all your fault.
Man, that shit might be on media takeout tomorrow morning.
I'm gonna be the number one client, girl. Don't worry.
You're gonna keep liking it.
Drew, more.
More. Yeah. There you go.
Well, thank you, everybody. It was nice talking to y'all. Let me go turn up and put my kids to bed. Y'all have a good one.
Take care.
For what?
More about them kids going to bed.
Thank you very much, Paula, for calling in. That was actually great questions and great insight.
It was.
The being nosy thing was real dope, man. That was a jewel that you dropped, man. A lot of people think, you know, that things are just going to fall in their lap. They're going to hear about it. They don't want to do the research. Mm-hmm. They don't want to, you know, get on Google. Google's your best friend, you know, just use your computer. But like you also said, it's not easy. It's work. And a lot of people, you know, they see the fluff, they see the pictures, they see the bottles, and they don't understand that you just went through all of that shit with the airline before Jocelyn got to open up a bottle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I'm really glad to have that insight on the show tonight, because that's one thing me and Onyx preach all the time, is that everything is not peaches and cream. There's a lot of craziness that goes on behind the scenes, and it's work.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you love the work, it will be rewarding. So that was real dope.
Absolutely. And it's fun. You got to make it fun.
You got to make it fun. You know what, man? Mel, I was going to ask you about, I'm not going to say it unless you want to talk about it.
I want to bring him on, he's waiting real quick. I got, didn't catch the first, I know it's Grady, I got him on the line as well for you guys, so you're live right now, thank you.
How y'all doing? My name's Tut Grady, like y'all said, T-U-T earlier, but my name was that before, you know, ever came like one of the catchy phrases. But anyway, I'm an artist, you know, I'm a rap artist. I've been in Atlanta for about a couple of years and still trying to get my feet wet, you know, in the scene or whatever. I had a question for Mel. You know, I have a friend that knew you that works with you. But my question is, as far as like with artists and, you know, development, do y'all have like a branch or anything like that where you have like some kind of events or any kind of advice you might give to somebody like that? Because currently I don't have a manager. You know, I do everything, you know, basically independent. I have my own website. You know, I shot my own videos. You know, I just do everything basically, you know, off the strength of me. What would you, you know, like,
what's your marketing? You have to start like you have Drew on the phone, right? So someone like him,
right,
or, you know, DJs are going to be your key, because they got to, you got to,
right,
like, you got to, you know,
yeah,
you got to deal with people like, you know, who's out there. Like, DBJ is a great person, you know. He's making music, but you have to kind of, like, if I was your shoes, to be honest, I would start showing up at the parties they're going to be at. You know, that comes back to the nose. You're like, oh, snap, Steve's going to be at, you know, he's going to be an arm tonight. Oh, shoot, I need to show up.
But the thing,
you know.
Okay,
like,
but my thing was staying there, and I'm glad that Drew's on the line. What's happening with you, bro? I mean, and I know he gets this, you know, it's a fine line between coming up to somebody respectfully, you know what I'm saying, presenting yourself with a product, being an artist, and being a groupie. You understand where I'm coming from? Like, yo, dude, please just listen to my tape. Because 9 times out of 10, you know, when you approach somebody like that, you know, they get a million CDs, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's kind of hard to stand out amongst, you know, I know, Drew, you get 30 CDs a night when you go out sometimes.
Yeah, I usually don't listen to them. Because like I said earlier on the call, I'm not a record breaker, and I don't want to have to go through that. I'm not in A&R business. I don't want to break records because I don't have time for it. So I feel like there's certain people out there, though, that do that, and there's nothing wrong with going out there and giving a CD. It's all about the presentation. If somebody, like for me,
the most annoying thing ever is when I'm DJing and I'm focused on rocking a crowd and somebody's tapping me on the shoulder trying to tell me their life story. And I'm like, I don't want to talk to you right now. And I always appear to be an asshole because I'm like, leave me alone because I'm trying to work.
Right.
And I think it's all about how you do it and when you do it. The timing is everything. And just don't force it. Like, if it feels right, then do it.
Right. Cool. I mean, I agree with you sincerely. Mm-hmm. I was a DJ myself when I was like 14, so I know the feeling of being in the zone and somebody comes and even just something small is asking you to play a song or some shit. You'd be like, really? But, I mean, I'm glad y'all took my call. I just wanted to, you know, say that I was a fan of what y'all was doing. You know, I'm always down with somebody doing something positive. I'm always down with getting some good information. Yo, I just thank y'all, man. Hopefully I see y'all
around
the city.
Appreciate it, man.
My name
all right,
is
good
Grady,
luck,
man.
Thank you for calling.
Y'all around, man.
Good luck, man.
No doubt,
yeah,
man.
Thank
y'all
you.
Be safe, man. Y'all are here for me. I'll be around. I'm tall. I promise you'll see me smiling somewhere. So y'all be cool,
that's
man.
That's what's up, brother.
That's what's up.
You
say more,
right. Brother. Smiling. You understand?
Right.
And Ray, stay on the line. And this is one of the hosts as well of the show, because you can kick it with us every Wednesday where we kind of give some pertinent information as far as unsigned artists and things you can do to build your brand and build your market. Because what you are, when you are an artist, is you become a brand. You're the product. So you need to find your way to sell yourself. And I hope that didn't sound crazy, but if everybody's giving their CD in the club, then you need to find something and do what everybody else
another
is not
approach.
Doing so you can stand out.
I mean, I'm a graphic designer by nature. I actually went to the Art Institute of Atlanta. I got a graphic design degree, so, you know, everything online that I do is actually documented when it comes to my own website. I actually have my own T-shirt line. I'm doing a lot of different things, you know. I'm just trying to find, like, a niche, you know. Somebody told me that I needed a manager or a real good public relations person. So I'm just trying to find my way, you know. I appreciate all the information.
Most
definitely. Yeah, man. Definitely. Onyx just told you the best thing, man. This is the other host, Golden Fleece, as well. Please tune in every Wednesday, man. We have people that come on our show so you can ask them questions and, you know, meet them. You know what I'm saying? And I remember back in the day, man, when we first started doing everything, you know, it was work, but then touching down to different cities and meeting people and, you know, networking and everything, you know, people that want you to ask questions, that's perfect. And this is the perfect forum. It's not the clubs. It's not taking somebody out of their zone. They're actually coming on our show to be spoken to. So tune in every Wednesday just to see who we have on the line, man, because you'll be surprised who you meet on our show, and they're open to answer your questions and take your calls.
Cool. Man, I definitely appreciate it, man. Y'all are very helpful, man. Appreciate it. I definitely tune in, man.
No doubt, man.
I love that.
Thank you for calling in, man. We really appreciate
it. Yeah, I just
that.
Feel like I just hate to seem like I'm a groupie, man. I really do.
No,
I hate
I
the groupie.
I feel you on that. You know what's funny about that
find
shit,
find a balance.
Man? Yeah, that's all it is, man. The rap game, the music game, entertainment is saturated, regardless of what. It's saturated. It's like telemarketing. You ever worked at a telemarketing spot? I used to hate working at the ones when you had to cold call a person that they don't know nothing about what the hell they want you, and you call them like, hey, do you need a call ID or some crazy shit like that, as opposed to, hey, you calling me wanting to know about AAA membership. So let me let you know, that's the easiest sell, you feel me? So I always look for something that I have in common or something that somebody's looking for. Always try to be an asset, too. Maybe they won't help you in the beginning, but if you can do something for them, like you got
a T-shirt. Exactly.
You know, you put some T-shirts together for somebody and be like, yo, I just did that on the arm, you know what I'm saying, just so you can know about my shirts. You never know what they do for you coming up next time around, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, think outside the box a little bit, and you never know what can happen.
And tune in on Wednesday.
Thank y'all, man. Thank y'all so much, man. I don't want to take up too much of y'all time. I appreciate it, though.
All right, take care, my brother.
Thank you.
You too, man.
Awesome.
Love you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm sorry about that, you guys. We wanted to get Slater and our we had to let him know that he can check in with us on Wednesdays, so we can help further assist. We like to pass on as well. We can, but Golden, I know you said you had something you wanted to ask Melissa. It was up to her if she wanted to mention.
Oh man,
and,
listen. You know what's funny? You know what's funny about when I met Mel and we communicate a lot, like through text and Instagram and stuff like that, she's a very honest person, very good person, you know what I'm saying? And you just feel that energy from her, man. Like, you know, even when she'll text you something like, sweet, you know what I'm saying? You could feel how she's saying that, you know what I'm saying? So I like to check for everything she's doing. So I come across a video on the internet of Mel asking Wendy Williams a question. And Mel, if you want to talk about it, we can, but I got to ask you about this because to me it was so hilarious, but it was so honest. I don't know if Baby Drew's seen this video, but we're going to talk about it. And I know Mel's going to – yeah, let's – right, I'm just going to it. Like,
go ahead,
there's no easy way to say – no, okay, cool. Mel is in a round table. I think it was people asking Wendy Williams questions.
Signing.
It looks like it was a lot – a book signing, okay. And, you know, Wendy Williams wants the honest questions, so she asked Wendy. She want to tell you what's up. Mel talks about how – she would like to know what to do because her husband's penis is not the size she would like it to be, and she's having trouble with that. And I damn near fell off my couch, head in the crown. Like, did Mel just ask Wendy Williams this in front of all these people? And Wendy Williams went in with the most honest answer. She didn't. It wasn't no laughing matter. Wendy was, oh no, no, this is great. Let's get into this. You know what I'm saying? So, Mel,
yeah,
what
was
made you ask that question at that time?
What made me ask that? It goes back to what Onyx said. You got to think outside the box. You know, you got to, you know, everyone's asking those basic questions. Oh, I had a boyfriend. He left me. Okay, that's cute. You know,
right.
Stuff like that. So it's like, let's get nitty gritty. You know, she'd be talking a little freaky stuff. So I was like, let's just ask her. You know, I've been in that situation before. I'm not married anymore. Shout out to not being married anymore. But
was it because of that question?
No, it was not because of that question. And it wasn't because of that problem. But, you know, I was just curious because, I mean, I've come across that before. So I was just kind of curious, like, you know, how do you entice your bedroom if the size and the work that he tried to put down on you just ain't, it's not there, but you don't love him because of sex. You love him for who he is.
Right.
And, you know, I was just kind of curious because I'm a sexual person, so I couldn't get past it. So, and, you know, she gave some good, you know, the appropriate answer. But I wanted more, like, girl, pop a pill, do something.
Love Mel, love, girl. She's
like,
yeah.
Bring a third party into your bedroom. She didn't say any of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She just kept it PG. And the crazy thing was the reaction of all the other women. They were like, oh. But you know, some of them were like, oh my God, I can't wait till she answers this. I'm going through the same shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Hey, I keep it real.
Oh, you kept it damn real.
People are thinking.
That's
you kept
cool.
Damn
you know,
real.
I'm not old poo-poo girl sitting with my legs crossed. So,
true indeed.
Cool.
True indeed.
Another question. You saw that video. I was just talking about my YouTube.
Nah, go to her YouTube, man. She got a lot of dope videos on her YouTube. Go to her YouTube, man. Vacation videos of them having fun, man. You know, she just brings you along with the whole more entertainment, which is real dope. That just stood out for me because I was like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's something that was in your face, and Wendy wanted to attack it, but like you said, she stayed PG on it. So shout out to you for talking about that on the show today. Me and you had a great text laugh at that the other day. So
classic.
That was
a text laugh with Drew.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I was asking Drew, did he see my karaoke thing trying to dance to freaking Beyonce and pull a boy in the middle of the floor? You know.
Well,
so, you know,
the only way that I'm going to be a karaoke partner is if Delroy can come.
Oh, Delroy got to come. Come on, man. We're going to do a throwback song.
All right, let's do it.
Right,
do it. We got to
take it all the way back.
Tina Marie, reggae version. Let's do it.
Sure. It's going going
there's
down.
A reggae version of every song anyway, so you definitely going to have. I heard a reggae version of Ghostbusters a few months ago. I was like, God. There's a reggae version of every damn thing out there.
I love it. Good times. You got to have fun doing it. Because in the midst of all the stress and the madness, you got to laugh at a lot of stuff. So you got to have fun with it.
Well, we definitely we had fun tonight on this show, and we want to thank you guys for coming on, man, and just spending a great time with us, man.
We did.
What's your website?
Ours is Global 14, but we have the link to get to this actual episode, and when everyone that didn't get a chance to listen can go back and listen to tonight's broadcast. So, but our actual domain is global14.com. So.
All right, I'm about to add you to my bookmarks.
Yay.
Yeah,
add on Twitter.
Add the blog. Add the blog.
I think Drew was going to try to click over and call Tracy, but I don't think his phone got three-way. That phone got three-way.
Ha, ha, ha. Very funny.
Hopefully, I wish Tracy could come on. That would be awesome.
Yes,
and
that'd be
if we could,
Tracy.
Seriously, we
have
a couple of minutes. And you know what?
Drew, make sure you get the Blog Talk link off the flyer and go and bookmark
it's
that because that's where we have all our shows. That's on the flyer,
It's on
too.
Your Twitter, and it's on your Twitter, too. I don't know. I'm sure you have several tweets coming through, but it's on your Twitter. I think he clicked over already.
Hello?
Oh, he's calling Tracy.
Okay.
Yo, Tracy's on the phone.
What's up, Tracy?
That's
Hi.
Dope.
DJ Tracy
still on the line.
That's
Man.
Dope.
Drew, she needs an intro. She needs an intro.
All right. Y'all ready for the intro?
Yes, give it a proper intro.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Jews and Gentiles, gays and straights, weaves and natural hair, we bring to you the creator, the innovator of the popcorn hose. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Tracy Steele.
Yes. Oh,
my God.
All righty.
What just happened?
Yo, welcome.
Oh, my goodness.
We just been having a great time on the show with Drew and Mel Love, talking about you and Drew's dynamic on the show, the dope words that you guys are adding to the dictionary and giving us, the microwavable holes, the popcorn holes, the thigh highs. We just really appreciate that shit because it's dope. And we've been talking about it all night long. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to call Tracy. We appreciate you even picking up the phone and getting on with us, man. It's good to have you on.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Tracy, we have to get a few questions in with Tracy. I feel like we need her on the show, period, so we can ask her stuff. But we got to get a few popcorn hole questions in here. I know we winding down, but Tracy, can I ask you, when you talk about the popcorn holes, it's such a seriousness behind it. When you see these girls, you're like, yo, you really are microwavable. You just pop right out and then you get thrown away afterwards. You feel that way about them, don't you?
I mean, I'm sorry, Drew, no disrespect to you, but you know, in over the years that I've been friends.
Shut up.
I've seen women come and go as quick as you can microwave popcorn. That's how fast they come and go. So that's where the terminology came from. And, like, I would just say it to my friends, like, these chicks, they just pop in and out. They like popcorn hoes. And then that's how the whole the whole thing came about. And I'm just saying,
Drew didn't cut Tracy
Uh-oh,
off,
he's
did
still
he?
On here? No, he didn't. He didn't. I
he
think
did.
He... Oh, the connection dropped. He
oh,
may call back in.
The connection dropped.
Yeah, he just fell off.
Ah, she's getting into the... she's getting into the meat of the popcorn.
She was.
He was going deep, too. She was
Yeah, I was excited.
She was giving us the philosophy
I
of the popcorn hole.
I love it. Oh, man.
I
hopefully
spoke
to Howard.
I thought his phone could click over.
I thought Drew was like, okay, she's going too far. Click.
Yeah, yeah.
They're hilarious, oh, man. Yeah. They're hilarious.
Well, if they come back on, that would be great. But in the meantime, Mel, why don't you give everybody your social media handles in case they want to follow the lovely Mel and see the adventures and you know, get at your events when they're in Atlanta.
Absolutely, absolutely. Everyone can follow me at Instagram, Mel's Love, SMELLSLOVE 12. And people always wonder where smells come from. One of my best friends back in the day used to say my name rhyme with smell, mm-hmm. Mel Smells, and that's where that came from. So, but I like it. It's funny. It's not offensive to me, so I've always kept it. And people call me Smells. It's like my nickname. Mm-hmm. So they don't call me Mel or Melissa. They call me Smells. So that's where that came from. But Smells Love 12 at Instagram. I'm on Twitter. It's Mel_Love12. And then, of course, with the company More Entertainment on Instagram with double E's in the middle. And for Twitter, it's at More Entertain. They wouldn't take the whole name Entertainment. I was mad when I first did it. but at More Entertain for Twitter and then More Entertainment for Instagram. Come check
nice.
Me out. It's a lot of crap, but it's well worth it. So it's going to be a laugh today. Have a bad day. Click on one of my pages. I'm sure I'll have someone laughing about something, you know, because...
Awesome.
You
got
a joke.
Awesome. Yeah, I know that's right. We really appreciate you coming on tonight. It's been in the plans. It's been in the works.
He's on.
It's.
You just said
is
he's
he?
On it.
Okay.
Yeah, he's on. He said answer us. He just texted me.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. I don't see
the,
him
the,
yet.
The,
so. Hold.
Yo, hopefully
hold
Drew
tight.
Comes back on with Tracy, man. I cannot be. Deprived of the full philosophy behind Popcorn Ho, because when
no,
I say
I
it, I want to know what I'm
I
talking about.
I can't.
Oh, we cut up.
Did he press
you
one?
Know?
Did you know you got to press like a little prompt there?
Yeah, make sure he presses one.
One.
Because I know
I just told him.
Cannot. Okay. Okay.
Then press one.
Okay, 1 second. Let me do a quick check here. They are on the line. They are on the line. Got them both back.
Yes, my bad. My phone died.
Oh, God.
That's understandable.
It's all good. We thought you were trying to deprive us from the full meaning and philosophy behind Popcorn Ho, and we almost lost it. We was like, damn, we almost
no,
had
not at all.
Everything we need. No. So
you know,
we got to get right back in today.
Like I said, I would be just talking to my friends and saying how these women are just in and out. They quit. They move fast. And it just popped in my head one day. It was like they come in and out like as fast as you could pop popcorn. And, you know, a microwavable dinner, they're in and out just as fast as you can make a microwavable dinner. And that's just how the whole thing came. And me and my friends would say it to each other and not think anything of it. And then I said it on the show because that's how I normally speak. And next thing you know, it's this huge phenomenon almost. Like, it's like everybody's using the word. It's in the Urban Dictionary. I'm blown away. I can't believe something that I just made up. But, you know, at the same time, I'm not calling every chick on the planet a popcorn whore or a microwavable fish. I'm just saying what I've seen with Big Drew and how he runs
right.
with these chicks, that's,
right.
you know, that's what I'm addressing. So a lot of the times, people get offended. A lot of it's mostly the chicks who are like strippers or like goofy hoes or like they get super offended and they come on my page and they go ham. And then like the baby mamas, they're like my biggest supporters and they love me to death. But like
man.
Anybody who has like a profile pic of their ass out, they come on my page going in.
Oh, man.
You know, in.
So
they
They uh-huh. automatically feel like they're the popcorn hole.
I'm
like she's talking about
them.
Me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like I'm talking directly to them, and I'm like, dang, chick, I don't even know you. Like, why are you mad? Like, you clearly feel some type of way because, you know, maybe in the back of your mind, you feel like you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. You might be a hoe.
Or she just got popped somewhere. She just popped somewhere,
and then you mad. Yeah. So don't be mad at me because of the word. You know, change your life. Don't be a popcorn no hoe no more. And become a boy. It's, you know what I mean? It's one of the other. But you know, I get a lot of kind of hate off that. But you know, these chicks, it's offended if it's not you. If you know you're not, that's not what you are.
Right.
Keep it moving.
That's it. Just keep it. You know what's crazy? And I wonder. We touched on this earlier, and then Onyx asked you a few questions. I know we're winding down, but I gotta ask you this because I thought this shit was so funny when I was watching the show, and I told Drew this earlier. When the girl came out on the balcony, you probably didn't know when they was filming, but when she came out and stood, after you almost broke her neck inside the crib, y'all are outside trying to have a heart-to-heart, and all of a sudden the camera pans to this girl, and she's standing on the balcony looking at you. When you saw that on TV, did you like, what the hell is she doing out here?
Absolutely, I was like, really? This is what we doing? And then, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, it was really, all that shit really went down. You would think that was scripted or made up. No. So for her to carry her popcorn ass out on the balcony to see what the hell we talking about, really? It confuses the hell out of me. It really does.
It baffled my mind. I swear I was just staring out, mouth open.
She was
open,
in her robe. Like, words, you came outside in your robe. Like, no more popcorn than that.
She just woke up.
Okay, so she just woke up, so she's carrying her tired ass outside in her robe to be nosy.
Usually when you just wake up, you don't want to step outside the door for people. She was like, no, let me go to the balcony in this robe and see what else is going on.
Yeah, she was real extra with it.
She was off the hook.
Yeah. It's like they don't think. They just react.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, when you microwave these dumb hoes, you know, that's the end result. They don't have no sense. Their brain is microwaved. They don't know.
Wow, they all
Look, again,
no disrespect to you, Drew, but none of these bitches are smart. They all dumb as shit. And that's why he always has to call me for everything, for money, whatever. He can't go to them hoes for nothing because they're stupid as a motherfucker. So, you know.
What are you doing? What is he doing to draw these popcorn hoes?
Let me tell you something. First of all, it could be a 30-year-old lawyer with no issues. And Let me finish. No matter who I bring, I can post a picture of my mom on Instagram, and my mom's a popcorn hoe. You know that anybody that comes into my life is a popcorn hoe.
Okay. First of all, you had a bitch sitting on the couch, two in her robe.
I didn't say all that. I'm just saying. I tried it once. Overrated.
What?
It's overrated.
Okay.
I tried it once.
All right. It's overrated. Okay.
Yo.
So 21-year-olds is not overrated.
This
what the
is
fuck?
Hilarious.
Y'all sitting around watching Sesame Street with each other. And then you throw on the
camera.
Elmo's popping.
Yo. I'm gonna pass it to Onyx for a few questions. Part B to my question, which was another funny dialogue that you and Drew were in that had me cracking up, is when Drew just came up to the DJ booth while you was trying to do your thing and said in your ear, "Yo, your man is mad ugly, kid." I was cracking up. How did that make you feel that he just smoothly came to your ear and was like, "Yo, he is mad ugly, kid"?
Yeah.
I was dying, Tracy.
I was
how did you feel?
Yeah, no. That is Drew. First of all, a lot of people, if you don't know him, he's a comedian. That's just all he do.
Right.
All he do is joke all day all night. So a lot of people took him super serious, and they was like, he's a fucking hater. That's not really it. He is really a big-ass clown. That's what he was like.
First smart thing you said all night. First smart thing you said all night.
Oh, my God.
It's so funny how the shows edit, too, because as soon as they say that, then they pay in the homeboy. He's sitting there looking like Devo and shit, and I'm just like, oh, they're killing him right now.
Yeah, no, I
Tracy,
agree.
Are you still with him? Are you still talking to him?
No, no, no. We're friends. We're friends. We're cool, but nah.
That's what's up.
You know, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Onyx, I'm done. That was my. I love those parts of the show. They had me cracking
too.
Up. Not the girl on the balcony. I was really confused why she stepped out there.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all. I wasn't happy with that. I didn't like that.
Yeah, that was more of a conundrum for me. I didn't know what she was doing out there. It was like,
Yeah, she was just out there. You know how, like, children, they're scared to sit in the house by themselves? You know, she's a child. She's probably all of 20.
Wow.
She was just in the house, and she was like, oh, my God, I'm by myself. Let me go out on the balcony.
Oh, my God.
And see what's going on. You know, at the end of the day, she's a child. She don't know no better.
Wow.
If you stop fucking with children and they grown people, then maybe you would have had a grown, responsible woman, and none of that shit would have happened.
The thing. Here's the thing, guys. Listen, check this out. So, you know, you ever had a garden, right? So if you plant a tomato tree and the tomato's red, you should be eaten. So you can't leave it too long because the tomato will rotten. So you pick the tomato when it's ripe, no matter if it took 2 weeks or 2 months. So if the tomato's ripe, it should be eaten before it's rotten. Right? You feel me?
So listen, okay. So he is basically... comparing these popcorn holes to a tomato, a ripe tomato. Really?
Absolutely.
So that's what we're doing. Okay.
Man, I love you guys, man.
This is the show. It's so cool.
Oh,
man. I'm honored that you all are on the line, and this is just great. I mean, I'm excited. But I want to tell you, DJ Tracy, so that it was amazing that I loved your position in the more other situations with concerning like Rashida when you had went to her and said, hey, mm-hmm. I'll let you know what I ran into when I went to the
yeah,
party. I think
when
it was.
I had my event, right?
Yes, 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 ma'am.
Right.
And then
I was not expecting that at all. Yo, when I say that came to the left, I'm at my event. Really, we're filming, and I get that we're filming and. And, you know, the only thing, that, like I said, is everything is real. They don't send nothing up except for the location. So I thought they was going to come really just to film Pretty Girls Live. So when I see Kirk and Home Girl, I was like, oh, hell no. And let me tell you what's even crazier. They cut out parts. Me and Home Girl got into it. And they cut all of that out. They cut all that out. And maybe because they didn't want to make me seem like I'm popping off at everybody. But... when I swear for God, I saw this bitch and flashed back to my life, and
right.
Blake went in on her like, "Yo, you know he married? Really?
Right.
So this is the type of chick you are?" So, and she's like, "Well, that's his problem." Oh my God! And
yeah.
I'm like, "Bambi, so this is the type of bitches you fuck with? So this is who you hang with?" Like, yeah. So they cut all that out.
Wow! And they did, and we did see enough to know that you at least checked the situation. Like, wait a minute, I'm not really digging this, especially at my event.
No,
so that was, I had a lot of respect for you then, and especially just speaking with Rashida and stuff. I mean, I don't know any other way that you could have handled that. And then also the situation where between Erica and Shay, that. Looks pretty tough.
Oh,
God,
I got some
teeth
for that, honey.
I know. What? That's crazy.
They ate me alive for that. It was like people think I'm psychic, and I knew that was going to happen. Like, I knew that they were going to fight.
Wow.
And so they're like, Tracy, you knew that was going to happen. You're messy. You put them together. You knew they were going to fight. How the fuck am I supposed to know two grown-ass women are going to pop off and fight each other? I don't know that. All I know is I had a conversation with one. I had a conversation with the other. Both conversations went smoothly. I'm like, y'all should just get shit off your chest. Because at the end of the day, Scrappy is telling you both two different things.
Mm-hmm.
And so
wow.
I really thought it was going to be okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Boy, oh boy, I learned, and I promise for God, it will never happen again. You think I'm going to put two people that hate each other in a building? Never.
And then you could tell that you didn't know. So that's shocking that they would say that that was messy and all that. I didn't get that vibe.
Yeah, they were like, no, they were like, you knew they were going to fight. Why you put them in the building together? You know they hate each other. Yeah, I know they hate each other. But I want them to be able to just clear the air. That's
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them to be friends. They're never going to be friends. They both fuck Scrappy.
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to be friends? Erica felt a certain way about Shay. And then when I talked to Shay, Shay was like, yo, that's not it at all. I wish Erica knew what it really was. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
tell her. Everything you're telling
mm-hmm.
me, tell her.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, that was all you tried to do was just not be in the middle, it seemed, and then it just kind of backfired, and that was crazy. So,
yes, ma'am. It backfired.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. But, you know, at
well,
the end of the day, like, the whole experience was amazing. Like, I loved filming. It was brand spanking new to me, and so to see all of that, like, I'm watching the show as if I'm not on it. I'd be sitting at the end
wow.
of the couch like, yo, this is crazy. So it's crazy. So, but I love it. I love it, and I would do it all over again.
Tracy,
that's
you ever get
sure.
worried, like, and they tell you about a scene? You ever just wonder, like, man, what's about to happen?
That's
like,
exactly
if you have to go.
Awesome. Yo, you don't know
yep.
nothing. Listen to me. You
nothing.
Know nothing. Then you don't even know where you're going. You got to get in the car. And they bring you wherever the fuck they want to bring you. You don't know who you're talking to, who you're meeting with, nothing. So you just walk
that's
up into the building and shit just pops off.
That's crazy.
You know, that's some
said.
Crazy shit. Mimi told us the same thing. Like, yo, this shit is just like, hey, here you go, get out the car. Oh, shit.
Yep.
They
yep.
got a bunch of security
yo,
here.
The only thing they tell you, the only thing they tell you is the occasion, like how to dress.
Right.
They'll be like, be sexy, be casual, be cute. That's it. That's it. Nothing.
Then why they don't never say, yo, bring Vaseline, sneakers, a tank top, some shorts. Because the shit just might go down.
But, well, you know, at the end, I don't, listen, now producers, this much I know, we're producers. They really don't want you to physically fight each other. They don't mind
mm-hmm.
you arguing. They don't mind you getting
mm-hmm.
stuff out. But they don't want you putting hands on each other. They don't want
mm-hmm.
that. So, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
when you put people in the
somebody
building,
got,
like, even
Michelle,
myself. You put,
somebody got to talk to
like,
K. Michelle.
Like, K. Michelle, you put K. Michelle, her mouth is so reckless. I love her, though. I love her. Her mouth is reckless. She's quick with it off the top. She will put you in, shut you down in 2.3 seconds. So you put people like, you know, like Jocelyn, K. Michelle, people who grew up kind of angry and grew up fighting, like myself, you put them in a building where there's tension, and unfortunately, we only revert back to what we know, which is kicking somebody's ass, because
mm-hmm.
that's how we
mm-hmm.
grew up. So clearly,
mm-hmm.
you know, they didn't cast people who grew up with happy families, who skip through life, not a care in the world. That's not who they cast. They cast people who, like myself, who's feisty, aggressive. I grew up fighting
right.
my entire life. Matter of fact, I remember the last time I fought, I got arrested. Big Drew.
Oh boy.
Oh God. Here we go. Hey! Isn't that about our time for tonight?
You know what's funny about Onyx?
About
Onyx and I being the bosses of our own show, we can extend
yeah.
it if we want to. And this shit is going so great that I think we just going
to
do a little extension, Drew. I got love for you, my dude, but this is great.
I love it.
I'm not going to touch on the fight. I'm bringing that up to say I've been fighting all my life. Big Drew knows that. He's seen me kick girls' asses in the club, fight different chicks. That's how I grew up, unfortunately. So, of course, mm-hmm. when they see me and they talk to me and they ready to cast, they looking at her like, yup, she going to turn up. And that's it. And that's what they looking for. They're not looking for Mary Poppins. They looking for people who naturally are feisty, who quick with it, who, you know, who has maybe a little bit of a temper, maybe grew up a little fucked up, a little dysfunctional. It's what you want to show.
I don't know. Like back in the day, some crazy. You know what?
They want people who are relatable, too. They want people who are relatable.
Yes, they do.
Nobody's
yes.
life is perfect.
Right.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Everybody going through something. So they're trying to show different, you know, personalities, and then people start to gravitate to these different characters because they're relatable.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, you know what's crazy about that now that you mention it, because when you're talking about fighting and shit like that, like when I watch K. Michelle, it can't be shit around her. Flower, a candle. K. Michelle going to hit you with something, and you're not going to know what she's going to do it. So every time I'm looking at her arguing in the scene, I'm looking at inanimate objects that's around her. I'm like, yo,
right.
You just might hit her with that fucking plate right there. Like, she really don't care. So let me ask you this. You, Andrew, are there certain people on the show that y'all are just like, I don't even really want to be in a scene with that person because I think this shit might go down?
Well, I'm never in a scene with nobody else yet. So hopefully next season I get to interact more with staff because I'm actually cool with everybody. So I don't know. I don't feel like they just didn't have a way to tie it in yet. So hopefully they tie it in next year or next season.
How about you,
Tracy?
You don't know who you're going to have a scene with, so you don't got no other choice. That's pretty much, it don't matter if you hate the person or not, you don't want to fuck with them or not, you show up and you walk in the building, and there they go. So
that is crazy.
Wow.
That is crazy.
But do you guys ever hang out, do you hang out with any of them, Tracy? Like just on a one-on-one without the camera?
No.
Yeah.
Mm. No. Yeah. I mean, everybody cool.
That would be negative, ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody cool and everybody's like doing their own thing. But at the end of the day, I'm really a loner. I'm not the type of person that I don't really have. I got like two friends in the whole world. That's it. Mm-hmm. I like to roll by myself. I don't do entourages. Big Drew, his birthday party, he had like 45 people rolling with him. He had like 8 cars following him. I thought that was ridiculous. I don't know. I'm like, what?
Y'all
laughing. I'm so freaking real. He had 8 cars driving behind him. I was like, this
First of all, 20 of the people that were with me were my family members. So why would you even bring them?
Holy
God, my friends. They were my friends.
Okay, so again, I'm a lone girl.
Hey,
I
want to go to my birthday party with an entourage and Doves with a monkey. I could do that.
Oh shit, man!
Oh,
they got
goodness.
Me. Oh man, I'm over here cracking up. You gotta
know.
Love this shit.
This is dope.
On a Wednesday night, man.
Night.
You just gotta love this shit, man. Thank you guys, because. It's definitely a fun night.
You know what? But I do want to address something because this just happened today,
mm-hmm.
and so I had a lot of hate. Nah. Well, you know what? No.
Okay.
I thought about something, but no. This is just something that happened today, and I want to address it because a lot of people just don't understand. I'm an air quote celebrity. I don't believe that I'm a celebrity, but other people believe I am, so I'll let them live. So they always say celebrities don't never talk to you. They don't never interact with you, like on social media. You know why? Let me tell you why. Because you motherfucking haters. Y'all come on people's page and say vicious-ass shit, and then when you see me in the streets, you breaking your neck to take a picture. What? Okay, so I had a hater today. Normally I block these bitches and keep them moving, but this one particular person, if you go on my Instagram, you'll see it. I screenshot the bitch, and then I posted what she said, okay? And I tried to turn it into some positive shit. Look, at Tracy Steele, you'll see it right now.
I'm going to now.
Look at it. So the bitch
said, I can't move fast enough.
So she said, why you always hashtag pretty girls and you ugly. Big capital letters, ugly.
Oh, wow.
So I screenshotted,
oh, I see.
I screenshotted and I posted.
Pretty.
Right, because you're not pretty. Good. So I screenshotted and I posted for all 258,000 followers to see that this shit, this hating shit, is not going to get you nowhere in life. It is
mm-hmm.
not. When you yeah. put out negativity, negativity
it.
Comes back to you. So she put out that one negative statement, and then she probably had about 800 people destroy her ass. And she, and at the end of the day, here's your lesson. If you speak positivity, it comes back to you. That's it. You don't have to go on social media and try to bring somebody down because you got low self-esteem and you
mm-hmm.
miserable. You got 200
mm-hmm.
followers and you are unknown. So you feel like,
wow.
you know, I'm successful and I'm doing a damn thing, so let me hate on her. But what? Get your
mm-hmm.
life, bitch. If you would start being positive, I bet you positive things will come to you.
Yeah, I've never seen somebody.
Bam.
I've never seen somebody that had stuff going on in their life and
hate on somebody else.
I've never
right.
seen it.
Never.
Right.
Yo,
yeah, that's crazy.
They focus on what they're doing.
Successful people do not hate. Successful
mm-hmm.
people do not hate. We too busy making money and being successful. Who
right.
got time to go on somebody page and call somebody ugly? I just lost a check.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Waste of time. Now, that's crazy, man.
That's
and,
a waste of time.
You see us a lot, you know, we follow the pop culture, you know what I'm saying, you know, the blogs, and especially we put an interview up that what we do is we put excerpts of the interview, like we're going to edit excerpts of the interview and put it out there. We always contact the person before we do it, say, hey, listen to this, is this okay
mm-hmm.
to put it out there? They always say, yep, this is perfect, because we don't cut no words out of nothing. But it's just so they could go listen to the whole interview. When we did that with Mimi, yo, the comments on Bossip, the comments on our YouTube, the comments on any place they posted that shit, and that's, I think it's damn near up to 14,000 views already. But these people are really in Stevie J and Mimi's life. If you let them tell it, they was right there on the couch when a certain thing happened. And they fucking feel like
was.
They really, they feel
they
like they really
it.
Got to. They like, you know what? And furthermore, Mimi used to fuck with Ja Rule.
Yeah.
How the fuck you figure she ain't a side bitch? Mimi been a side bitch. And I'm sitting there like, damn, did this person really know Mimi back then?
I know.
And listen, and at the end of the day, these people, I'm sorry, Jesus, but I have to say it. These motherfuckers are broke. If you got time to do all that research on Mimi, you're missing out on money. You don't got no money. Rich people don't have that mindset, point blank, period. All I think about is cut the check. I ain't worried about if you ugly, if you fat, if you got one eye bigger than the other. I don't give a fuck. One titty bigger than the other, cut the check. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be successful, you can post this. If you want to be successful, focus on success. If you focus on hate, all you're going to get is hate.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
True.
Turn up.
How they say it? Church.
You don't get on my nerves. Oh my god, this gets on my nerves. Bitches are not doing enough research. They'll go on my shit and be like, how you think you a boss and you got 25,000 and you live in an apartment? Bitch, I own four houses. I live in an apartment because I live in the city. I own four fucking houses and you live with your mother and you talking? Get your life.
That's
crazy. Get your, you know what? Get your life. Who did that? Was that Tamar?
My girl Tamar.
Tamar Braxton with the yo.
Yeah.
Yo, I done heard so many girls that had to tell somebody they had to get their life. At first, I was like, what the hell? And
yeah,
then
they
I heard Tamar.
That
I was like, oh yeah, that shit is real. I guess that's what you say when you really need somebody to get a life. It's like just. Make sure you go get your shit, because you acting like you don't have one right now.
I'm like, you're not on my level, but yet you're talking to me. Niggas be having like 100 followers and have the audacity to be on my page talking reckless. Get yourself together
right.
first. That's
right.
What I'm
Tracy,
saying.
Do you read
get
all
yourself
those
together.
Comments?
Do you read
you
all
know
those
what?
Comments?
Yes.
No, I don't. I can't read every comment. Too much. But I do. I do read my comments. I read them before Love and Hip Hop. I'm gonna read them after. I'm not gonna let each hating motherfuckers change how I used to be. I'm gonna always be the same person. I'm not changing. That's
all
I'm saying. Is like at the end of the day, I appreciate positive energy. And if you read what I put on Instagram, I try to be positive about it and say, you know, you don't want to be this person. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Change your mindset. Think positively. You want to watch and learn from a successful person. Watch their blueprint. You might be able to be successful as well. You don't want to hate on them. You want to learn from them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They worried about all the wrong things when you're trying to give them all the right things.
All the wrong shit. Again, broke bitches. That's all I have to say about that.
That's pretty crazy now that you think about it. Like, she didn't even have, she could have just kept it moving, went on somebody else's page that she liked, but
she went out of her way.
Point, took the time to say some crazy
went
shit
out
to
of
you.
Her way to prove that the bitch is broke. She went out of her way to tell me
that's crazy.
A fucking flag in the air and say, hey, I have a broke mentality. I won't have a fucking dollar to my name. I wish I was you. That's all she said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what's crazy is that Jocelyn had posted something similar to what you did, Tracy. Someone went in on her, and she screenshot it and posted on her Instagram, and she just, you know, she went off. It's like, you don't have to be so rude and negative. If you jealous, get off my page.
Right.
Exactly.
Why the hell are you following me? I'm in my happy place. You miserable? Are you trying to put me down? Why? Because misery loves company. Well, you can keep
love
that shit to yourself. I'm over here making checks. If you can't do the same, don't follow me.
That's right.
Straight like that, man. Tell them what's up. Fuck that.
Man, I know
like,
the audience
wait,
is that stress.
Then they be like, why you don't just ignore the haters? I am a human being just like you are.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
I'm no different from you. If you got the amount of hate I got, my nigga, you wouldn't ignore me either.
Yeah.
Right.
You
going to
go in on one or two.
Somebody's going to catch you on
one
the wrong day. You're going to give somebody's life one day.
But I still try to be nice to them. I'll tell them the truth, but I still try to be nice because, you know, these niggas be trying to, they screenshot you and send it to blogs. I ain't trying to.
It ain't crazy.
So I still so I still put you in your place, but I'm nice about it. Like I told homegirl, that one particular girl, I was like, look, at the end of the day, what you make in a month, I make in an hour. So instead of hating on me, you should ask me, how did you get there?
Mm.
Yep.
Mm.
Ouch.
That's crazy.
About how I look. You know what? If anybody's listening that's a hater, just turn your life around. Turn your life around.
For real.
You know,
and
if anybody's listening, they're a hoe.
Yeah, you know,
turn your life around.
You have a dating.
Fight for weight for both. Turn your life around, man. You know, be oven mate. You know what I'm saying? Don't
turn
be
your
like,
life around.
You know what I mean? Turn your shit around, man, because you're getting talked about on these shows, and they coining phrases. It's in the Urban Dictionary now. So if you're a popcorn hoe, you're described in literature now. So really got to turn your shit around.
It's real.
I can't with y'all. Yeah,
oh,
talking. My bad, Drew. Drew,
you're good.
I'm sorry.
I was on for a minute. You good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you
guys
are just incredible.
What you want to do, man? We'll fucking be here till 11 with this shit. It's great, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. I just wanted, we appreciate you all coming on the show. Surprise as well, DJ Tracy, still for you to be on the line with us. It's awesome. I have one last question for you all before we depart for the evening, and I thank you guys for giving this time to your audience, to you do have fans, to your fans, supporters, as well as us. What would be the one thing, and I'll start with you, DJ Baby Drew, what would be the one thing that you would be doing if you weren't doing DJing and touring and all that right now?
If I wasn't DJing?
Yes. And the hobbies.
Well, I've always had a thing for porn. And
my God. I just struck, freaking died.
I have no idea. No, let me see. I mean, I have a degree in marketing, public relations, advertising, so I might. I don't know if I would work for somebody because I actually got offered a job for Standard & Poor's on Wall Street in New York City my senior year of college. And I got offered a job in front of everybody by the CEO of the company. And I was like, no, I'm just going to DJ. And everybody's jaw fell to the ground. Like, what? So I don't really know. I don't really know. I have the other option. I just don't know. I don't think I'd ever work for somebody.
Me either.
I'm
going to have to group.
Same for you.
I worked hard today. But I'm in my polo boxers. Like, I haven't put my pants on yet today, so, you know, I like
nasty.
That.
Ditto. I've been in the house all day, and I've been working hard all day. I'm working on my lipstick line. I got my lipsticks together. I was inventorying that, getting the website up. Like, I've been working all day. So I feel drawn that. I wanted to be a radio personality from a kid. So there is no other job for me. Like, I knew when I was 18, I was like, yo, I'm going to do whatever it takes to be a radio personality. I just know that this is what I wanted to do.
Wow.
And so if I wasn't a DJ and a radio personality, I would be a DJ and a radio personality.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking about that. And then
same
at
too.
The end of the day, I'm a true, natural, born hustler. Like, it's just in me. I remember first started DJing, and I wasn't making the money I wanted to make. I'd be in the club, Drew would be DJing, I'm over there taking pictures. And then I go bartend, and I go, I would go violate a car if I had to. Like,
who brought that out of you? Who brought that out of you? I just want an honorable mention. That's it.
He needs a shout
that
out.
Look, that was definitely true. He was like, yo, you need to get mad hustles. And then he was right. And then I just started getting like, and then it just in my mind, it was like, I have to have checks coming from different places. I cannot have one check. It don't feel right.
Right.
And so, but yes, I give that. I give it to Drew that he did enlighten me in terms of building my hustle. And it got to the point where we used to battle each other, like who had more money. It was a, it was like real talk. It was like who can make more money this week or this month, and who had more stacks or whatever the case may be. So. And I want to point out, too, to the haters that for some reason people think Drew is broke. Oh, my God.
Oh,
that is
wow.
From the truth.
That's a surprise.
It's where the show made it come off as, you know.
Oh.
I didn't even see.
They kind of did the editing to make it seem like he was when
he needed
said he had no money.
Right.
Oh, okay.
He just
went
out
of the I didn't even know. Wow.
So the thing is, I don't even think they edited it to do that. I just think that's just the way people are.
People
want
to do it, exactly.
Because they don't. People don't ever mention, like, we've split the money down the middle. Like, she gave me half and I used the other half. They made it seem like I just needed her money and that was it. And it was that was kind of whack.
And then he stole my money and went and gave it to a stripper. And I was like, wait a minute.
Oh, wow.
What the fuck is happening? Wow. I didn't watch the same show.
It's great. Yo, to this day, I get tweets and IMs. I mean, tweets, and they're like, man, he stole your money. And I'm like, yo, why would he steal my money and he gave it back to me? Y'all stupid. I mean, that don't make no sense right now. But okay, I'll let y'all live. He stole it. You're right. Now, you feel better about yourself?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy. But it don't matter to me.
I've grown such a tough skin throughout this last season. That nothing you can say aside from me being gay, because that hurts every time.
Oh, okay.
Nothing,
I was about to say you lying.
No, besides that, nothing you can say that
don't
bother me anymore.
Tracy still knows. Tracy still knows for real. She's like, yo, nigga, you know you just called me yesterday mad as shit about what they said about. She's like, you lying?
I saw your post, Big Drew. I saw your post about how you like titties and ass and
vagina.
And I was like, oh.
All I was saying was, if I was gay, I wouldn't hold a secret. Like, I don't see anything wrong with it. It's just,
you don't have to in Atlanta.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Oh, man, that's a whole
that's
all
I was saying.
That's a whole nother show.
Well, off that one real quick.
I swear, I'm thinking like, yo, Lenox Mall is just like, you don't, when you round the corner in there, you don't know what you're going to see. And you, this is what, let me, one thing, and we're going to get right back to what Mel would be doing if she wasn't doing what she was doing. There's one thing, gay, you know what I'm saying? I don't think I got no problem with that, because to each his own. But when you
right.
got the stilettos on your bare, crusty man feet with your pants leg rolled up with some crazy outfit on, and then you expect, like, when you come to that person, you're going to automatically be shocked, like, what the fuck am I looking at? And then they looking at you like,
early.
What? Dude, and I'm
here's
like,
what I learned early.
Man, you look crazy in here.
When I moved to Atlanta, here's what I learned early. When you walk through Lenox Mall or any other equivalent to where the homosexuals like to hang out, you look at the ground and never look up, and you're good.
Oh, my
don't,
God.
Don't
wow.
make eye contact.
Everybody
don't,
ain't attracted to your black ass, okay?
I don't
look at a homosexual. It don't mean he wants you.
It doesn't matter. I don't want no confusion.
No confusion. You know, and again, let's really state this. No one on this program has problem with homosexuality at all.
Not at all.
To each his
not
own.
At all.
Thing.
Yep.
We all got friends. We all got family.
Yep.
Nothing like that. I'm talking about the sheer shock of seeing somebody dressed up crazy as shit. Like, I can't see, like, I don't see how when people see that dude,
it's not something you see every day where you're at.
What
yeah.
the fuck? Does he have on shorts riding up his
It can be a shock. No, it can. It could be a culture shock for you, is what it's coming down to. I mean, I don't even know how to word it, but it can be shocking. So you're exactly right.
I love him. I love him. Wear your stilettos and your pom pom shorts. I love it. Do you?
No,
I'm not even mad at you. Because at the end of the day, it's like.
It's just shocking when you see it when you're not used to seeing it. That's all.
And that's understandable.
Them pom-pom shorts, they make him happy.
Right.
Him
yeah.
wearing the
mm-hmm.
And so that's all that I want. Like, do you at the end of the
right.
day.
Mm-hmm.
If that's
as
who you
long
are,
as they
hate,
right?
Who you are. Yeah?
As
people
long as
you
they
are,
ain't doing
it.
The hating.
Exactly.
And then how about you, Melissa? Anything outside of the PR work that you found it interesting that you would be doing if you weren't doing what you're doing now?
Oh, my God. Probably I did communications and the radio thing, too, in college, but I wanted to be, like, a sports commentator. Like, I wanted to be that chick. You know, it's always, like, the old women on, little, you know, sports after the game or during the game. I'm like, nah,
yes.
that's me on there. I need to cut up with the fellas, talk about the game, show my little knowledge, and just, you know, have a good time, sit up there with Dion and them. And that, like, I love sports. That is, like, my passion. I love football. I love
awesome.
NBA. I love college basketball, football. I mean, I take it seriously. So that's something I'm actually trying to pursue. I can still do that. So
yes.
Definitely a sports commentator. Like, that's always been my itch. But most of the people who do it are usually, like, ex-players. You know, which I don't think is fair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I play sports.
Mm-hmm.
I might have been in the, you know, the women's, the WNBA.
Right.
You know, that's still a goal. But, yeah, definitely a sports commentator. So two things. I like to talk, and I don't have a problem being on TV on that end of it. You know,
true,
so that
true.
Part is fun.
But let's say, one second, Mel, until your team is losing, because I remember I was texting you when doing that stuff.
Radio.
And you know how you're waiting for the text back? When that lead switched, I didn't get shit. I didn't get nothing.
You gotta be a little
back.
Salty. I ain't gonna lie, I'd be bitter. Like, I watch the game by myself half the time with my team's playing. Like, I can't even be around nobody. Like,
yeah.
I was
really
checking
personal.
My phone periodically, like, is she going to answer me? Did I think she'd be right?
See, you have
no
to realize,
answer.
Like, you and everybody named Mama want to text me with my team fucking losing. I'm like, what about when they win? It's like,
that
it's
ain't
like,
what you're trying to see.
It's cricket.
Exactly.
And you know, but it's all good. But yeah, I love sports. So that is totally my passion. I love it. We ought to go catch a game or something. But I, you know, matter of fact, tomorrow's the Falcons game. Falcons, as I like to call them. The Falcons play tomorrow. First home game. The Falcons going to be out tomorrow. Give it up to them. The Fail. Woo-hoo. So, you know, I might go out there and just hate just for the hell of it.
Damn, after we just talked about hating, you're going to go
to the
around.
Now,
see, there's a difference in hating a person versus a team.
Okay,
well, there's
talk
a difference.
About the hate. You're like, you know what, I might just go out tomorrow and hate on somebody.
No, hate on the team. If I'm going to go out tomorrow, I'm going to hate on the Fail, F-A-I-L.
The whole team.
No, the whole team, not one person.
We're going to call this.
I'm not attacking.
Right here, giving them their life. I think they got their life on this episode right here. So
absolutely.
Shout out to Baby Drew. Shout out to Tracy Steele. Shout out to Mel Love.
Cheers.
Yay.
Tracy,
you were,
thanks for joining
back
us.
In.
Yay.
Yeah. You were calling back in when Mel gave out her social network. Sir, can you give out your social networks to everybody just so they know how to check for you and follow what you're doing?
Yeah, at DJ Baby Drew, DJ BabeyDrew. If you spell it wrong, the right one will come up eventually. So just look out for Delroy, Pum Pum Specialist.
Oh, God.
Episode 3 coming soon. I just posted episode 2 today. So his card got towed for some reason.
Oh, shit. Yeah, look at it. Hold on.
Yeah, his car got towed. So he was
Drew,
hitchhiking
people
to get
know
home.
How can they star in your video? How can these popcorn hoes star in your video?
Wow.
There's only one star in the video, and that's Delroy. But
what do you search in YouTube?
Go to my YouTube. It's Baby Drew.
Oh.
YouTube, Baby Drew. No DJ, just Baby Drew.
Okay.
And Delroy's coming to a movie screen near you because somebody's going to pick it up and he's going to be famous. Delroy's a star.
He is.
Yeah. Let me, Tracy, I want you to give out your social networks too, but we got to get you back on the show for a full interview, man.
Okay.
We definitely got to get you back on. I know the reunion part 2 is coming. There's going to be some turn-upness going on. We can talk to Tracy about all that she has going on and about, you know, herself
the
on the season. Yeah, her lipstick line and everything.
My line, my retail store.
Can you please come back on and give us a full interview? We would love that.
And don't forget to talk about your nonprofit organization, Kill the Popcorn Hoes.
Oh, my God. You see what I got to deal with for the last 11 years? And then people wonder why I'm mad. They be like, why is she so mad? It's all the time. Everybody follow me on Twitter, Instagram. It's Tracy Steele, TracySteele. And leave a comment. And if you love me, let me know. And if you hate me, kick rocks. And go on to TracySteele.com. Logo to TracySteele.com to learn more about me. And logo on to Steele Pretty, Steele, my last name, S-T-E-E-L-E, Pretty, to find out when the store is launching and to register for my Steele Pretty gift bag. I give out a gift bag once a month filled with, like, things that women love. This gift bag that just went out was, like, a purse, nail polish, lipstick, jewelry, all kind of stuff. So you can register for the Steele Pretty gift bag on... on stillpretty.com, register.
And for the girl who talked about Tracy Steele on Instagram, from a man's perspective, Tracy Steele is a very pretty woman. And
very
I think
beautiful.
That she knows that, and she just wanted to hate. So good thing you gave her life, but she had no bearing on anything. She was just wrong, so...
You don't know what he's at. You don't even know she wrong. But y'all leave a comment on that picture right there.
I will.
Oh,
I was like, I already did.
Oh, you did?
I came on. I did. I was like, I said something real quick because I didn't want to miss you know, be out of tune with the conversation, but I came on there and dropped something real quick. I'm coming back through, though, but you guys are incredible. We thank you so much. I mean, you dedicated time, and we all know time is money, so we're going to let you guys get back to that. Or rest.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm making money as we're talking. Like, I just finished a contract.
Hey.
I just spoke to my manager about another booking. I ain't playing.
That's the boss. Oh, no, that's the boss.
We multitask.
Yes.
But I appreciate you guys.
Thank you so
for
much.
Me
no,
doubt.
No doubt.
Thank
you
for having
us, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, guys.
Right. Thank you so much.
You
guys take care.
Thank you for spending your night with us. Awesome. You guys take care. And maybe when me and Onyx touch down in Atlanta again, we could all go get some drinks and give people their life.
More.
All right,
yeah.
Guys. All right.
All right,
y'all. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, awesome surprises tonight. I hope you guys were tuning in, audience. I do see a lot of people on the line. I see we had a lot of people tuned in. That's great. That's real dope. Shout out to all of them, DJ Baby Drew, DJ Tracy Still, Mel, Melissa Love. We have all the Twitters and all of their networks as well on our Twitter at Global14TinaCut. So do make sure that you are following so you can keep up with the latest and what's going down. It's every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Real dope. I didn't hang in the line that long with us tonight.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
Incredible.
Yo, this is probably the longest we've
the
been
longest.
On. It seemed like it was speeding by because of the
well,
fun
30
was
minutes,
happening,
right?
Man. It was
I
crazy.
I know. I didn't feel tired not one time. So, I mean, I'd say it like that. But, I mean, it's not like by now, 11 o'clock, we pretty much have already been off the show and winded down by now. So it's like we didn't even miss it. You're right. It's incredible. Incredible night. I loved everyone equally. Loved it.
Oh, it was great, man. It was a dope show. Shout out to homie JD, big homie, just tweeted us out. Make sure you tuning in to The Cut every Wednesday. You never know what goes down. Just a great night, Onyx. Great night, man. A lot of fun.
It was. It really was. Thank you to everybody that tuned in. Thank you to Lamont holding down. He was helping as well with the board. It got a little crazy at one point. So shout out to Lamont. He is Global 14 Cut, The Cut staff, the only staff. So we roll tight and small, and that's how we move. And that's right. So I didn't get a check while we were. I didn't make too much money while we were. So I'm going to go get mine. Yeah,
well, we're
going to
get our checks. Our checks
are
coming. Yeah,
I got to go. Oh, yeah, they are. And I'm trying to get that with what she said, something about what you make in a month is what I'm making an hour. I'm trying to get right there or whatever God has for me. I'll take it, anything, you know. But, no, seriously, it was great to have them on and have fellow hustlers and entrepreneurs and young people as well, especially women, just strong women in the business getting money. That was great. I loved tonight. So, awesome. Well, Global 14 The Cut and global14.com, everybody that's tuned in, you can go over there next week. I don't know. You just have to tune in and catch up. I'm at Onyx254 on Twitter and on Instagram. You can follow me on both.
I'm at The Glue on Twitter, THAGLUE. On Instagram, I'm The THA Golden Fleece, all one word, The Golden Fleece. And, man, thank you for hanging in with us, audience. I know it was a show full of laughs, and I hope y'all enjoyed it. And me and Oh man, we going to turn down. We're going to turn
down.
Seriously.
I'm glad you said. I thought you were about to say turn up. I'm like,
nah, I'm not going to say that no more. I'm not going to say that no more. But
I know, I'm done.
You know,
I'm done.
We'll be back next week, and we'll have another word for turn up. So
yeah, we'll have to come up with one. And let's ride out to this new record, 2 Chainz. I've Been Getting Money. Where You Been? About to drop that on the way out. And we out.
I keep my hoes in check. You buy Nike for yours. Say they want that lie, I'ma bring that noise. Take my watch on the flight. Yeah, I call that time. Merkle in the middle of the street.
that gon' be hit deadline. Yeah, you gon' respect mine, got a body on my check now. Say you nobody to somebody, gon' body you flatline. Pocket full of dead guys. And you know I'm anti-social, anti-lame, but anti-cool, nigga, ain't I? You looking at a star that's spaced out. They try to take my style and then take off. I go to work with no days off. Everything all paid off. Y'all the pussy had shade off. She did it just for me, nigga. Would skip you like a space bar, but I'd much rather delete, nigga.
Damn.
I been getting money, where the fuck you been?
Hold on.
I been getting money, where the fuck you been?
Turn up.
I been getting money, where the fuck you been?
Yeah.
I been getting money, where the fuck you been? Bought a new crib just to fuck you in. Bought a new crib just to fuck you in. Bought a new crib just to fuck you in. I been getting to the money, where the fuck you been?
Gucci hat. Gucci belt. If you wrote an autobiography, you had to sue yourself, your lying ass. Codeine in my wine glass. I know you had a wild past. I ain't fucked you in a while with your wild ass. I get high and I fly past. I don't know nothing about iChat. I'm working this iPhone. They need an app called iTrap. iTrap, shining like a night lamp. I just hit my girlfriend and asked her where her wife is. White cup, white hat, laying on the white couch. Got that presidential win. A residential White House, nigga saying ho, like a white eye. You can see me shining with the light eye. Come on.
I been getting money, where the fuck you been?
Hold on.
I been getting money, where the fuck you been?
Turn up.
I been getting money, where the fuck you been?
Yeah.
I been getting money, where the fuck you been? Bought a new crib just to fuck you in. Bought a new crib just to fuck you in. Bought a new crib just to fuck you in. I been getting to the money, where the fuck you been?
Ride to a 10, to a 20, to 50, to 100. My niggas get money, I want it. Ride through the city, my niggas got top of my bitch. She's so pretty, that's my Pocahontas. Everything on me, I shine like a trophy. Run up a check while they watch out for police. Versace, my pinky, a brick on my rollie. That Cali Ferrari, I'm feeling like Kobe. T.R.U., that's to the death of me, nigga. Killers on the right and left of me, nigga. My destiny, nigga, to get all this money. I can't share that whole recipe with you. My nigga told me, get it, I got him. Stand on that couch, there's a drink out the bottle. That 40 got hollows, that bitch, she gon' swallow. Get to that money, I'm keeping Chicago.
Yeah.
Bought a new crib just to fuck you in.
And what?
Bought that Benz just to fuck your friends. Giuseppe's 900 with the gold bars. Everything about me wrong like a dope charge.
I been getting money, where the fuck you been?
Hold on.
I been getting money, where the fuck you been?
Turn up.
I been getting money, where the fuck you been?
Yeah.
I been getting money, where the fuck you been?
Turn up.
Bought a new crib just to fuck you in.
I know.